If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular MTV reality program. Look, it's featured in this magazine right here. See? Please say hello to Spencer Pratt, everybody. Now on the show, you're a dope. Are you really in real life?
Yeah. So I know that you feel that she's going to be like the next Who, like in terms of the singing
world. Bigger than the Who. You know, Heidi is like...
No, not the Who. I mean, the next, like, Who is a person.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and they're a big group, so it works.
Stop giving me news about Heidi and Spencer. I don't know who Heidi is. I don't know who Spencer is. I don't know what they do or why they're in the news. I just know I want them to die.
La, 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 la.
And now... Have I heard a man speak more like a fool? Our feature presentation.
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV.
We don't have time, Rodney. I'm sorry. That's a great story. We'll have to get back to you.
All right.
Beijing Olympics, Beijing Olympics, Beijing. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, things are gonna happen. There should be more hot chicks competing. Beijing Olympic Games outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games behind the tree. I wish that people could see the lamest Olympic sport is archery, and it's Beijing Olympic Games outside my window, please.
Beijing Olympics, archery, badminton, and handball? These aren't sports. What the fuck? And who's this Michael Phelps douchebag? And how come we can't get hotter chicks to compete? They're all monsters. Does anybody even know what network they're showing it on? They should have promoted it more. But seriously, seriously, we need hotter chicks competing.
Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games, behind the tree.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back as far as I'm concerned. He is back. Come on.
Are we applauding that because it's good?
Yes.
All yes. Right. All right, just checking. Because he's back.
DJ Omar Khan.
Ah, that felt good. Speaking of Miley Cyrus, there are two controversies out of the Beijing Summer Games already. One kind of serious, one maybe only for purists of the sport. The swimming records have been off the charts. You know that in one of those heats yesterday, a guy that came in fifth set a world record. I mean, that's how crazy the swimming times are.
Because
okay?
The pool is so different. Because
the pool
right?
is so different. Yeah, right. Because I don't understand that because I'm not a swimmer and I'm not a scientist. But how can the pool being deeper? Explain that to me, Kevin. Well, you're the sports
guy.
I don't know.
I would think the pool would have to be the same as every other pool they set a world record in.
Nope.
This pool is deeper than previous Olympic pools, and they say that's why the times have been so darn fast.
Not just deeper. They also have a way that when the waves come out, they disperse. They also have done something on the sides of the pool with the gutters or something so that there's just much – you're not fighting waves coming back at you when you're swimming. It's basically more or less swimming through placid water the entire time.
And I guess that's fair because everybody, it's a level playing field, so everybody has the opportunity to smash those records. But
right, but it's not fair to the guy who set the record a year ago in a different pool that didn't have that kind of thing.
But it's the same as when you put on a new kind of suit that makes you faster.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just the evolution of the sport, I guess, is what it is. But
plus, I heard they tilt it downhill so that you actually have some momentum.
The Americans are being shot out of a rocket. I don't know if you saw that, but they don't even have to dive themselves anymore. They just load up. So that's thing one that has that's, you know, level playing field. It's not going to be a big deal. I guess it's going to go away, but it's certainly curious and different about these games. Thing two, though, is how young are these Chinese gymnast girls?
Oh, my God.
They're not 16. If they're 16, I'm 16. Those passports are so fake.
Yeah, they must be, I'm going to guess, but 7 at the oldest. Oldest. I mean,
they're tiny.
It might be 5.
There are a lot of people, including people who have been around this sport their whole lives, you know, former gymnast coaches who say, look, I know 16-year-old girls.
Right.
These girls are 14 tops, probably younger.
But that's okay, right?
No.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. Not, what's the legal?
16.
You have to be at least 16?
You have to be 16 to compete, yeah.
No way.
So the thought is, for folks who aren't watching, is that China says, well, we want to win is what we want to do. So we'll just type up some paperwork for these young women. And now they're 16.
But how do they get girls that aren't that old to be that good?
Slavery? Well, you know, China, they train them from the womb, man.
That brought my mind to a complete halt.
You know, I mean, literally, they start you at like two in China if they think you have any kind of athletic ability.
He's not exaggerating. You're literally, the government decides on whether or not you have athletic capabilities in China. And either you go to school and be a normal person or you go to these athletic camps and that's the way you're raised.
One of the Chinese girls that was competing the other day, they said 4 years ago or something, she had called home and just cried and begged her parents to please let her quit.
Oh,
but isn't she glad? And they go, well, but I'm sure she's glad now. Here she is competing.
Wow.
That's so scary. Sad. Yes.
Now, I know maybe even less about gymnastics than I do about swimming, but I guess that's the sport where the smaller you are, the better it is for you in terms of the things that you're able to do on the the beams or the bars or whatever they use, the rings, whatever.
Except for the, what is it called when they do the jump? It's not the pommel horse, it's the other. Yeah, the vault. They said some of these Chinese girls are so... Yay, Kevin! Some of these Chinese girls are so small that they're having trouble springing off. They don't have enough weight when they spring off of the ramp to do the jumps. Although they're managing it, they just don't know how. But they said, you know, when you don't weigh more than 70 pounds...
They have a super trampoline.
How do you do it?
Has extra energy in it.
That's crazy.
Maybe they're... strapping a tire around their waist or something just to add some ballast. I don't know, but I mean, I don't know how you handle something like that. I mean, if you say to the Chinese, yeah, but they're underage, and they say, nope, sorry, round eye, here's a passport. I mean, you can't really, I don't know how you can argue. I mean, that's the standard by which the governments are proving the age of their athletes.
Yeah.
So, interesting, though.
It is. They are teeny tiny.
You can cut their arms open. You can count the rings. But that seems difficult.
Does that work? I didn't know that worked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they should try that then. They should just pick one and go, all right, we'll just check her.
There were several, honestly, who I thought, I know it sounds like a joke, 10, 11.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe.
I know.
And there was a fetus, and I thought that was a little rude.
Oh.
Gold medal, though, Mike. Gold freaking medal.
Anyway, the Olympics roll on.
5:37. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 12th of
August.
Wow,
this is so not what we were looking for.
Not at all. Come on, ladies, where are you?
That's not it.
Where are you? Call the Afro Line 323-520 AFRO. Show the guys how it's done. When I came up with the idea of expanding the August Open, I had really high hopes for it.
Well, sure, and you had girls in mind.
Absolutely.
Who were going to try to be sexy, and what we got instead was that guy.
It was farting.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
It's 5:38 now. That means certain people have had 5 hours and 38 minutes to play Madden 09.
Oh, yeah.
Came out at midnight. We're going to talk to the executive producer, Phil Fraser, today.
Okay.
Find out what's new about the game, the music in the game, everything else. The smallest deal breaker on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Mm-hmm.
You broke up with somebody because, and then when you say what the reason, you feel a little bad because it's kind of insignificant.
Yeah.
Pretty small. It's not large, is what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, it's one thing you fill in the blank with, I broke up with him because he was Psycho Mike. That's something that everybody understands. Well, of course.
That's a given.
But it's, I didn't like the way he held my hand. Then you go, well, it seems like maybe you could have overcome that.
Also on today's show, the Reverend Speaker Gerald Polly.
He's
love
crazy.
Him. How dare you?
He's on fire.
He's upset at Tyra Banks, which puts him right in my league.
Well, there is that. You're right.
And he has some thoughts about President Bush in China. And I know a lot of people don't watch the Olympics, but President Bush will not leave and is just hovering around every athlete that we have.
He's all over the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
He bought a summer place, I heard. He's actually going to stay there until January.
I'm pretty sure they have a lookalike, what's going around. I mean, there's got to be like two or three of him.
He really is everywhere.
He's doing an interview with Bob Costas 1 second, and then the next second he's swimming.
He's watching swimming, yeah.
No, swimming.
Oh, he's actually swimming.
Yeah.
What was the deal with, I didn't get the details of this story, with some girl that put a handprint on his back? What was that all about?
Oh, that I don't
know.
It looked like it was made of chalk or something like that. She put a big handprint on his back, like as a joke. I mean, the president is hanging out with the athletes too much if they feel comfortable enough to prank him.
Hey, check this out. I'm going to put a kick me sign on the president. Oh, there's already one there.
I heard that a bunch of archery guys broke into his place and short-sheeted his bed last night. I mean, it's just, it's getting crazy.
Also, Bob Saget will be in the studio. Did I already say that?
No.
Comedy Central's doing a roast of Bob Saget, so we will talk to him about that. Who's killing black celebrities? We'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Internet Roundup. We have some fantastic ones. And we have a huge announcement coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh.
Ooh.
That I'm pretty sure you'll want to be a part of.
All right.
So make sure you're listening then. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
You haven't even teased what the announcement is. You haven't even spilled it. You haven't even hinted it or said it sounds like or coughed.
Big announcement. 7 o'clock hour.
I'm just so impressed. That's all I'm saying. Because usually I know how tough it is for you to sit on the sensitive information.
Queen!
Okay, yeah.
Queen.
All right.
Ween.
Does it rhyme with ween?
Queen!
Or is it ween?
It's ween.
Because maybe it's queen. Maybe
nope.
Queen in concert?
Oh,
that would be hot.
Not queen.
Are they tweens? Are they young people between the age of 10 and 13?
Ween.
Ween.
All right. I don't get it.
Have to wait, I guess, for the details of the 7 o'clock hour. It's 5:47 now, Tuesday morning. Ralph joins us in studio for the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, let's give away some tickets, shall we? I've got passes to the special K-Rock advanced screening of a movie called The Rocker, starring our buddy Rainn Wilson.
He's so good.
He is so talented, so funny. His parents must have been hippies, though, right? Who names their boy Rainn?
Yeah,
good point.
With two N's. Gay. It's in theaters Wednesday, August the 20th, but you get to see it beforehand. Keep in mind, the summer's not over until you rock.
That's true.
That's what it says here.
That is true.
Now I know how Lisa feels.
To read the stuff.
To read those lame ass things they make her read.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. Been saying that my whole life. Be saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of The Rocker, be caller number 12 right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Caller number 12 will be the lucky winner of a pair of tickets to the advanced K-Rock screening of The Rocker. I'm going to see it this afternoon, so I'll let you know what I think.
Oh, good.
After it's all said and done.
If it's good, you'll let us know what you think.
They really want me to see it.
Yeah.
They were like, we got some screenings. I was like, oh, it doesn't work for me. I'm busy those nights that you got to think, oh, okay. What if we show it for you by yourself in a theater? What? We'll pick a theater. We'll show it there, and then you can go.
Dude.
I was like, okay, you guys really want me to see this, huh? All right, I'll go. So they're going to do it for me this afternoon.
That indicates some confidence in the movie, by the way, if you're not hiding it from the critics.
They're so desperate. They think it's funny. They're so desperate to have people start talking about it. They want as many people to see it as possible.
Well, that's great, and I hope it works out. Although I recall recently you being forced to see a movie that they thought was great, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Which one was it?
Never Back Down.
Then you regretted it.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
They
literally came to the studio, threw a black bag over my head, duct taped my hands and wrists, threw me in the back of a mid-sized sedan, and took me to a theater and forced me to watch Never Back Down.
Do they not realize that you review movies without seeing them?
I don't think they do.
Huh.
I don't think they get it. I think they have a sort of a general knowledge of our show here.
I see.
They say, there's a guy over there apparently who talks a lot about movies. We should get him to see it. And they don't really realize.
Somebody else says,
I don't mean it.
I don't think that guy sees the movies. And they go,
that's
right.
That's crazy.
It doesn't even make sense.
What sort of self-respecting show would have a guy review movies who doesn't see them?
Idiot.
And that guy gets fired. And he's right. And I feel bad for him. Sorry.
Asshole.
Sorry, Rick.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? Hugh Hefner may have a new girlfriend. That's my boy!
He does. Yes, he does.
Now wait, he still has two.
Three.
Oh, he still has the third.
Holly, Kendra, and Bridget.
Well, I thought one of them left or something.
That was the rumor that Kendra was going to be leaving, but because she didn't like the draconian standards that he ran his home by. She had to be home by 11 o'clock and she couldn't bang other guys at the house, I think.
Yeah.
So, but she's still there, but now he's added a fourth to the lineup, and the other three apparently none too pleased.
Well, doesn't Holly, wasn't she going to marry him?
Well, that's what she thinks.
Yeah.
I was doing some research for the show and
God bless you.
Looking at some naked pictures of the new girlfriend, and he just got tired of banging 20-something blondes. He wanted to branch out a little bit, get himself some brunette.
She is brunette.
She's pretty hot.
Her name is Dasha Astafieva.
Oh.
She is a Ukrainian model.
This sounds hot.
Who was auditioning for a spot in the magazine and for the New Year's edition this year, this new year coming. Apparently, they're already casting for that.
Do you think Hef has ever banged an ugly woman?
No.
Yes. No.
I'm guessing not in a long time.
Yes. I'm certainly not since he founded Playboy, right?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So confidently.
Why do you say yes? He's got
Mike doesn't know anything. In his
life, just saying stuff.
In his life. In his life, he's not banged at least a couple chicks that were not attractive.
But I'm saying, my thoughts are, back in the swinging 70 days when there were just huge orgies at the mansion, somebody probably brought somebody along.
And
who,
he said,
who wasn't on the list.
And, no thanks.
And there was a pile of naked bodies around. He's just like, all right, who are you? Come here. Get over here and do this.
Possible.
Yeah. I think Hef just likes to scrump.
Right. Yeah.
And I think any port in a storm, depending on who was around at the time, there is an opportunity, but there weren't probably many. Yeah. I think it's probably true.
Yeah, he's got a pretty high batting average.
Does everything have to be baseball? Can't we just leave baseball at the door? Can't we just check baseball? Can we do that? Speaking of not-so-good-looking broads, Samantha Ronson in the news.
Uh-oh.
She's Lindsay Lohan's boyfriend.
girlfriend.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Apparently the two were at a party last Wednesday night in Hollywood. I know. Surprise, surprise. They were partying. And Samantha noticed that Lindsay Lohan was chatting with a male friend. Samantha ran up, grabbed her arm, and pulled her away from the guy. Because lesbians are afraid of the wang bone.
Good.
And so I think she's afraid that Lindsay may get an itch to be airtight sometime soon. And,
come on.
Leave her behind.
Chicks love wang bone.
But not lesbians. Lesbians don't love wang
bone. That's correct. No.
They're afraid of the wang bone.
She seems to have been pretty solidly bisexual for most of her life, though, Lindsay Lohan.
Linz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's been pretty solidly heterosexual for most of her life. Now she's just dabbling in the on the island of Lesbos.
I don't think she knows that Samantha's a dude. I mean, a girl. I don't think she knows that.
She may have been really loaded every time they got together. Yeah. She is hung the smallest I've ever been with, this guy. She's telling her friends. More relationship news. Rihanna and her good friend, Chris Brown.
Yeah?
We're in Barbados this week. They refuse to acknowledge they're a couple, by the way. They still won't talk about it.
This is what Jay-Z and Beyonce did in years that they were dating. We're not together. What are you talking about? Yet they go everywhere together.
They haven't even still acknowledged they're married yet, have they, Jay-Z and Beyonce?
I think she just started wearing her wedding ring
last week.
Yeah.
Apparently, Rihanna took Chris home to Barbados. That's where she's from.
That's so hot.
The cover story is that they're on a vacation, but speculation is that she wants to introduce her to Chris to mom and dad. So, could be getting serious, although, as I mentioned, they still refuse to talk about the fact that they're dating, so.
Rihanna is great, by the way.
Okay.
just want to make that clear.
Right, you mean great? Why is Rihanna so good?
You mean great as an artist or hot?
Great as everything. Two different things. Okay. As a human, as an artist, as my next wife, as everything. She's the best.
So you know her as a human, do you?
I love her so.
All right.
I saw her rescue a bag of puppies out of a lake once.
See?
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's how good she is. John Cena is fun to party with. According to the New York Post. You know John Cena from the WWE?
Oh, yeah.
The Marine.
Yes. He was partying recently in New York City, and he sent a round of Coors Lights over to a table of ladies.
Yes. You smooth devil, you.
Oh, my God.
Some guys might have gone the obvious route and sent over a bottle of champagne or cocktails, but no, John sent over some Coors Lights.
Got to figure out how to stand out, you know?
Classy. When the ladies looked over to thank him, he reportedly lifted his shirt to show off his abs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at these.
He is hot chicks with douchebag guy.
I love him.
Yes, like Mike.
Of course you do, Mike.
He's the guy in all those pictures who's picking up a shirt showing off his six-pack.
Yeah, look at this, women.
Hot chicks with douchebags
what
guy.
What was the conclusion?
You think the Coors Light were good? Look at this.
How about these? I sent you a six-pack of Coors Light. How about a six-pack of Cena? But reportedly, the good times didn't stop there. By the end of the night, John Cena had sent beer to every table in the house.
Really?
Yes, not just the ladies, but everyone who was in the bar got a free beer from John.
Aww.
So he's good an all-right dude after all.
He just figured eventually someone would go home with him if he sent enough beer out.
Or someone would comment on his abs, one or the other.
Yeah.
All right, okay, yes, yes, you could do laundry on your stomach. Okay, okay. Are we good now? Thanks. Please make this so. Please make it so.
The next story?
Yes. Rumor from Star Magazine is that Denise Richards, we're going to have to start looking for another job. Her reality show, Denise Richards, It's Complicated, is in danger of being canceled by E! Because of low ratings.
Thank God.
Do you know how bad your show has to be to get canceled by E?
Yeah, that's true.
We're talking about E. Chelsea Handler's had two shows on E. You can't be bad enough to get off of E.
But F you, you effing bitch.
This show is doing so poorly that they're going to have to give it the heave-ho.
Well, it's not really a show.
No.
It's just kind of a time waster.
But it's complicated.
Yeah.
Blake Lively's in the news. Star of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2. And also Gossip Girl. Ooh, Gossip Girl, I like it.
That's a good show.
Oh, it's good. Does she live in LA? According to Star Magazine, at the premiere of the movie, people were speculating whether Blake had a boob job or not because she was looking so much more endowed.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to her sources, she just had those chicken cutlets stuffed in her dress.
Is that right?
Those will do the trick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she just... it was false advertising, basically, is what it was.
Yeah.
In reality, she hasn't touched her boobs.
Ah.
But I'd like to. Yeah, sure.
No.
I like to eat chicken cutlets off her boobs. And some remake news. Welcome Back, Kotter.
What?
The sitcom from the 70s?
No.
Is going to get the big screen treatment.
Oh, God, no.
You guys are going to yell at me, but I don't know much about that show. I don't know what that was.
It's okay. Usually, that you, Kevin, don't know much about that show.
Usually when you tell me you haven't watched some classic TV show from the 70s or whatnot,
I
yell at you because I think you're missing out on a wonderful experience.
Right.
Not so much with Welcome Back, Kotter.
Not a good show?
It was popular at the time and entertaining for me as a child.
Sure.
But if you watch an episode now, wow, does it not hold up.
And did you say they're making it into a movie?
Yeah, big screen movie.
It's where John Travolta got his start.
That's what was his big break. He played Vinnie Barbarino on that show. Mm-hmm. They're talking to Ice Cube to play the role of Mr. Kotter.
Whatever.
Has he just given up? Is Cube just done?
Cube has been taking a paycheck for quite some time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it
all kids' movies.
But I think they're successful, aren't they?
Is it Pie yet? All these other shows that he does? Yeah, he's going to play. He's kid friendly now. You know, that's what he does. He will take over the Gabe Kaplan role of Mr. Kotter, about a story of an inner city kid who goes to this high school, grows up, becomes a teacher, and then comes back to teach at the school where he went to and tries to help the troubled street youths.
Sounds like a great 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah, sure does. Word is that maybe the guys who played the Sweat Hogs, as they were known. That's a tough gang name.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. John Travolta and Horshack and Epstein and those guys would all make cameos.
So. It's my phone. Sorry.
Someone strangling a pigeon?
I'll get that.
Sorry. Did I beep? Sorry.
It's okay. And more remake news. Bean?
Yes?
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Because you're going to be incensed. You're going to be furious. You're going to be inconsolable.
Wow.
CBS is bringing us Hawaii 5.0.
Don't even mother effing say it.
2.0.
Are you kidding me?
CBS has announced they are making a new TV series. A remake of Hawaii 5-0 will be coming back to CBS.
Which was a cop show based in Hawaii.
It was one of the biggest cop shows ever, really was.
Was it?
It's on for 12 years.
It's a massive, massive hit. It sort of reinvented the format of the cop show. A much more realistic cop show than never been seen on television before.
Bean is strangely obsessed with it.
Took place in Hawaii, starred Jack Lord as Steve McGarrett, who headed up the fictional Hawaiian State Police Department. Apparently, in the new series, Steve McGarrett's son, Chris McGarrett, will be the top cop in Hawaii.
Sure.
And we'll be there listening to the theme song.
Why don't they just remake The Godfather while they're at it?
Oh, they'll get to it.
Oh, let's not equate those two.
They will get to it.
I'm just saying. You don't screw with perfection.
Hawaii 5-0 2.0.
How about that? Any other details? Who might play the lead?
No word on casting, but apparently it could be as soon as this fall.
God, I love that show.
Yeah, and that's strange because you don't strike me as a cop show guy.
It just McGarrett was so cool, and the cases were really interesting and complex. There's lots of
that's
action.
That's true of a lot of really good cop shows that you haven't watched.
Just really well done. I don't know. Something about it was terrific. And, of course, the great Cam Fong as Chin Ho.
Sure. With that going on.
Yeah.
Bean was so obsessed with the fact that they changed his name on that show that he named his dog that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cam Fong as Chin Ho. Yeah.
This is the same network that's bringing us The Streets of San Francisco, by the way, again. So now
they're out.
They are
just don't want to pay writers.
No, they're going to the vault and pull out the old scripts and just reshoot them, basically. Yep.
There'll be people in this building not happy to hear me say this, but if you've got stock in CBS, go ahead and sell that.
Oh, how dare you? That's the greatest company in the world.
I'm just saying they out.
I personally love CBS.
As do I.
Everything they do.
I love them, Mr. Moonves, Sumner, and the rest of the kids, who I'm sure listen every morning.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Casey Affleck, very talented younger brother of Ben Affleck. He is 33 years old today. Comedian Michael Ian Black turns 37. Peter Krause from 6 Feet Under and in the returning Dirty Sexy Money. He is 43 years old today. And Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
Come on.
We gotta queue up Little Baby Got Back, I think, for later in the show.
Or Lisa can do it.
Lisa, can you sing Little Baby Got Back for us?
No.
All right.
You're not a teen.
Baby Got Back.
Lisa, you're good.
Sounds just like the record. That's wild. 45 years old today is Sir Mix-a-Lot. When was he knighted? Do you remember when he got the title?
Late 80s.
Late 80s, yeah.
Queen Elizabeth brought him in.
Right after Elton John.
She said, "Oh, I like big butts and I cannot lie." Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, a major announcement that you will want to be a part of.
I'm opening hailing frequencies. Help me. I need your assistance.
Roland?
Hey, Roland.
This is Captain James T. Roland of the Starship Basement.
Roland, what are you doing?
Red alert.
What's wrong?
Red alert.
What? Roland, why do you have your own Star Trek sound effects CD?
I'm currently sitting in my exact replica of the Shuttlecraft Galileo in my basement.
Okay.
I need your assistance. I rarely ask anything of you. And now
Except
I need your assistance.
Every time you call.
But now I need something, and it's very important.
Okay. What's going on?
I've just found out that Star Trek The Experience at the Hilton in Las Vegas is closing.
Yeah.
Thank God. It's about time.
Ah! After 11 years, they're going to close it on September 1st. This cannot happen.
But haven't you had enough opportunity in 11 years to go see that BS?
I go twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah, I've gone twice a month for 11 years. I was there for the opening of the Klingon Encounter ride. I was there for the Borg Invasion 4D. I was there for the Secrets Unveiled backstage tour in 2005. And I've gone twice a month ever since.
Wow.
And this, so you've and seen it then, so you're done with it.
They can't close it. It's the closest replica to the Bridge of the Enterprise near my home.
Well, I don't know a lot about this story, but I think they already made the decision, didn't they?
But they can unmake it just as quickly as they made it. But I need your help. We need to go to Vegas. We need to strap photon torpedoes to our chest and threaten to detonate them unless they change their minds.
I'm not sure that's the route we want to go.
You don't want to. No, Roland. You don't want to threaten to blow up a building. No. Listen, where's the Star Trek Experience? It's at the Hilton or something?
Las Vegas Hilton in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. Now, aren't they making the decision to close it because not enough people go anymore?
No.
The time has passed.
No, the time is now. First of all, it has not passed. And they're closing it because I believe the people who run the Hilton are under the influence of the Borg. Or the Romulans. They want to close the Starfleet facility there.
Don't you think, though, that we're living in an age where people are interested in the Batman and they're interested in the Iron Man and the Transformers? They've kind of moved on past the 1960s Star Trek a little bit.
First of all, can't we all get along? Can't we live in a world where all of those things are very important to all of us? And secondly, they're making a new Star Trek movie. J.J. Abrams is recreating the original franchise.
That's true.
So it's going to be more popular than ever. Keep the doors open.
It's going to be a buffet September 2nd. Sorry, Roland.
I had plans to get married there.
To who?
Go to Vegas, get married on the Bridge of the Enterprise. They let you do that there.
Right, but to who?
Somebody.
They can't guarantee to keep it open for the rest of your life in case you happen to get married, Roland.
I'm going to get married.
To who?
Somebody.
When?
Someday.
How do you know that somebody will have you?
Just the odds have to be in my favor. Every day there are new women being born.
Right, right.
And so eventually, sometime, someplace, I'm going to run across one of them.
Right, but you're sitting in your parents' basement in a replica of the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
First of all, it's a replica of the Shuttlecraft Galileo 7.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I couldn't fit the Enterprise Bridge in my basement, so I had to go with a shuttlecraft.
But I think Bean's point is, how many women are you going to meet there?
All right. Maybe I could expand my social circle.
A little.
That's what we're suggesting.
But when
That's
I
all.
Do, I need to get married in Vegas.
All right.
Roland, I think I appreciate your passion, but the call has come too late. The decision has been made. It is going to close in 2 weeks. I'm sorry. Oh, poor guy.
Roland. Roland, it's okay. What's happening? He's yelling Khan.
Oh, this is bad.
We're trying to get Omar to turn down the sound effect.
No, it sounds good. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 21 minutes after 6.
Can you give us a hint? What kind of announcement is it? Is it about something we're giving away?
It is. This is an announcement in the 7 o'clock hour. Well, I can tell you, it's a private show with Prison Finger. I can tell you that.
What?
Let's just come out. Let's not waste any more time.
Well, if I knew who they were, I'd know how excited to be. I'm sorry.
And Tofu Murder is opening up. So that's
funny man Bob Saget also joins us in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, who's killing all the black celebrities and why is a topic on the show today. And we'll talk to the executive producer of Madden NFL 09, which has probably already sold 10 million copies since it went on sale at midnight this morning. But to all of that, coming up straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
First, it's time for the Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt in, drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
We scan the internet so you don't have to, and then we put up the choicest bits at KROQ.com in the Kevin and Bean section, something we call the Internet Roundup. Every day, there's something new and wonderful online. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, and there's a dude on Fox News, Shepard Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's super polished, and he looks like he's, a fake newscaster in all of his glory.
Okay.
This occurred to me yesterday. I think I said this on the air. He's the guy that Stephen Colbert is making fun of when he does the Colbert Report. He looks like him. He talks like him. He sounds like him. Stephen Colbert is doing it for comedy. Shepard Smith, deadly serious.
Does it for real, yeah. And Shepard Smith makes big mistakes, not just little mistakes. You'd think just random mistakes would be mostly little and occasionally big.
Sure.
This is the first one that Shepard Smith was talking about J-Lo, and he was talking about her new CD coming out.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blowjob. Our block party, the New York Post. Sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again.
It happens to me often when I'm looking at Jennifer Lopez. I have that thought.
I mean, really, he wanted to say block party. It's not even close.
It's not even right. close.
He was jumbled up.
So
he was
then
thinking about something else.
So then yeah, Shepard Smith was on Fox again, and he was talking to a reporter. And the reporter's name, and I'm not kidding about this, is Mike Hunt.
Is it really?
Yes.
Really? I was at a restaurant once where he was Paige. Yeah, that's a weird coincidence.
That's a little different. But this guy's name was Mike Hunt. Now, here's what cracks me up is that Shepard Smith, who, of course, Fox is the kind of right-wing TV show.
Yeah.
He really has to kind of work his way out of it. He wants to explain that what it sounded like was not what it was at all. But his explanation is absurd. But here's what he said.
In healthcare fraud,
wow. Jonathan, live in our Southern California newsroom.
Yes. So he said the C word instead of the H word. And then the producer says, hey, by the way, we don't use that word, really? So now he explains what happened.
Did you see Jonathan Hunt's report earlier in this newscast? The producer in the booth behind me is Jonathan Glenn. So I was talking to Jonathan Glenn, and then I was about to thank Jonathan Hunt. And I said, Jonathan, you get it.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That's not what happened, by the way.
Oh.
He didn't say Gunt with a G. That's not what happened.
Right.
He's just lying. Hey, by the way, we have a producer named, never mind.
Yeah, that's it.
Just let it go.
That's classic. And by the way, there used to be a day a few years ago where something like this would happen and it would be gone. But now, thanks to YouTube, these live on forever. So there's quite a library of Shepard Smiths up at YouTube right now.
You know what the Asperger syndrome is? That's what Bean has?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
It's a highly functioning, what is it?
Autism.
Autism, yes.
Yeah.
You can be super smart, but you really have trouble with personal interaction.
Relating with people, yeah.
Well, The Retarded Policeman has a new episode up. All 15 of them, by the way, you can find at the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. And you got to watch all 15 of them, first of all. But this one is especially good, and this is The Retarded Policeman pulling over a dude.
Hi.
Is there something wrong, officer?
I'm sad.
Why?
Because I just found out I have Asperger's syndrome.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, no! Here comes another one!
Okay. All right.
pulls out a burger from his ass.
He has that kind of Asperger syndrome.
Asperger's is spelled with a P.
Uh-huh.
That's not what he has.
He may not understand that fully.
Oh, jeez. Did he just pull that out of his ass?
I think so.
Oh. Yeah, it hurts, but the show are delicious.
Takes a bite.
Dude, that is really gross.
Oh, boy, here comes yours.
No, okay. Really, I don't want one.
Today!
That's enough.
That's a
come
tough
on.
One. Do you want fries with that?
No, no thanks.
How about chocolate shake?
Oh, God, no.
Uh-oh. Too late!
Go.
Wait, you forgot your change.
Okay, that's even worse. I love The Retarded Policeman, don't get me wrong. That's a tough episode to watch.
Come on.
That was tough. I'm sorry.
And finally, you watch The Batman. Did you see the Dark Knight? And
there's
a scene where the Joker is in an interrogation room. Mm-hmm. And Batman goes in and kind of blocks the door so nobody can get in. And he wants to find out where
his girlfriend
Dawes and the other dude are, Two-Face. And he starts interrogating him.
Uh-huh.
And this is a interrogation scene spoof where the Joker, who's a dude dressed up just like him, got the same face paint and everything, can't understand a word that the Joker is saying.
That Batman's saying.
I'm sorry, that the Batman is saying.
Much like the audience watching the movie, by the way.
This is pretty much a real life thing.
Why do you want to kill me?
You mind saying that one more time?
Why do you want to kill me?
I don't know if it's just me, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, you're yelling at me, Joker.
Nope, still just guttural sounds. Okay, not gonna help the hitting. Have you been to the doctor lately? Because I think you may have a very severe case of throat cancer.
I really have throat cancer.
There's nothing in the English language that sounds anything like that. Are you speaking bat? Is that what bat sounds like? Oh, God. Enunciate. Do you see what it sounds like?
I can't understand what you're saying.
And it goes on and on and on. But you have to watch it. The guy, Ralph said he thought maybe the guy was playing both parts. And he's terrific. I mean, he's really, really good. But you got to check it out. All of that is at the Internet Roundup section. Kevin and Bean page, krock.com. Funny man, Bob Saget coming up after 7 o'clock here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We always enjoy a visit from the SAG. I don't know that we have enough time left on today's show, Kevin, even though it's relatively early, to cover all the ground in Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly's latest emails. The guy has a lot of stuff going on inside that beautiful bald head of his.
He's really busy.
Let's find out what's happening up there in the beautiful state of North Dakota this summer. Good morning, Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly.
Good morning.
And is your beautiful bride Linda there with you as well this morning?
Right here.
Hi, Linda. Great to talk to you, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi. Pretty good, thanks.
Good. Gerald, does a day ever dawn where you get up and you just putter around the house or out in the garden or just go about your day without thinking of the big pictures? Or are you spending all of your time all day long trying to make the world a better place?
Sometimes I wish I would have a quiet morning.
Yeah.
Especially right now. I mean, I'm being pounded every day. There's just so much going on in the world. So many people crying and begging for help that, the other morning we went through three different messages from people in the afterlife trying to, reach the First Lady and get something going because everybody is just so upset.
Okay, now that brings us to first of all, what you do, which is speak for God or anybody that's passed on.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Anybody that needs help.
And second of all, why do you always write to the First Lady? How come?
Well, we got a thing going right now where God wants me to run for the presidency, and he wants the first lady to be my vice presidential candidate.
Right.
So God and Jesus have been emailing her almost every morning, updating her on what is going on, and constantly asking her to fulfill God's wishes and come forward and be my vice presidential candidate.
But, Mr. Polly, let me put it this way. I know that God works in mysterious ways, and sometimes it's tough for us mortals to understand his wishes. But in the real world of politics in 2008, it's just never going to happen. I mean, if the First Lady were going to support anybody, she would support Senator McCain because they're Republicans. I mean, why do you think she would jump onto your campaign?
Because God is explaining to her that Senator McCain can't win no matter what we do. With everything that is going on, it is estimated right now that the best we could do would be to get him 49% of the vote, and that would not be enough for him to win.
Okay,
and we doubt if we can get that much.
And you don't want Senator Obama to win, clearly, right?
Definitely.
Okay, but wait a minute. If you're saying that because McCain can't win, don't go that way, why would they take a chance on running for president with you?
Because I am more aggressive, I am more outspoken, I will tell the people what is going on, that this is a fight to the death. If we lose this fight, it's a very good chance that we will lose the human race.
How would you say your run for the presidency on November 4th is going?
Right now, not very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The incredible thing is we're reaching people all over the country and all over the world, and people are responding to us like never before, but, you know, we can't get people to commit, to come public.
Sure.
And that is the worst possible thing, because right now we have so much power, but we haven't got people that will use it.
Right.
And that is crippling the kingdom of God.
Well, you're just the latest in a long line of politicians who have been very popular. A guy like Ron Paul is a perfect example, very popular. But as much as you like the guy and respect what he stands for, you don't want to commit too much knowing that he's not likely to actually win. So it's very tough to get people to make the leap of faith.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. People are so convinced that the underdog can't win that it is one of the negative things that is turning people off. That is the very problem we have. But they also know that McCain can't win.
Would you say that you're a little further away than, quote, the underdog?
No, I would not say that.
You think there's a chance you could still win?
Right.
Okay, all right.
I'm voting for him. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Everybody in the kingdom of God firmly believes that if we could get out there, if we could reach the public, if we could make the public understand what is going on, you know, we would have a good chance. But,
okay,
you know, we can't. The media is shutting us out.
You can check the Reverend Speaker's website, by the way, at voicesfromspirit.com. And, of course, you can always search for him on YouTube. He's got a bunch of videos up there. Let's move away from the First Lady for a second and find out why you're so steamed at President Bush for attending the Olympics in China. I mean, it seems like there are dozens of world leaders from everywhere out there supporting the Olympic Games, because it's about sports, not about politics.
Well, unfortunately, it is politics. The main part of it, why the Chinese leadership wants it, is it gives them credibility.
Okay.
And it gives them public recognition. And this is totally and completely wrong.
And you seem to be
President
very
Bush
upset.
Shouldn't have gone.
He shouldn't have ever gone to China for this.
No. You know, could have said, you know, I feel sorry for the athletes and I wish I could support it, but he should never have gone, because he's legitimizing that government, and that government should never be legitimized.
In one of the letters that you wrote, you said, "What in the name of God do you think you're doing, Mr. President, staying at a sporting event posing with nearly naked young women?"
That was Jackie Kennedy today.
That was Jackie Kennedy that wrote that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
She, boy, I guess, to tell you the truth, I snapped right out, and I come in here to do the interview, and I haven't really heard, but I was just, you know, told that that was Jackie Kennedy that said that.
You're saying when you're receiving a message from Jackie Kennedy, you can't really tell what's going on?
No.
I see.
Usually it's Jesus working through me, and he was relaying what Jackie said, and when I come back, I have no idea what has been going on most of the time. Sometimes I get vague images, but this particular time, I come back and
I got you.
You know, I have no knowledge of what was in the letter until I get a chance to read it.
I oftentimes don't know what's going on after I've spoken with you, Reverend Speaker, so we have something to have there.
I now, have that effect on a lot of people.
Now, so, Linda, are you the one who takes down when Gerald is channeling from heaven? Do you write it down, or do you record it, or how do you save it?
Right, I set it the computer and type it on a word pad.
Mm. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Gerald, fantastic. You say a lot of people are busy right now. There are a lot of people are giving you messages and need help. Is there any kind of a way that people have to get through, or can anyone speak to you at any time?
Well, there's, like, I have a worker in the afterlife who kind of sorts things out, and Jesus is fulfilling a lot of that purpose right now, too. People are coming to him, and he thinks they really have a cause that needs to be spoken about. Who was that yesterday, Linda, the Confederate?
Bedford Forrest.
Yeah, he came to him yesterday and wanted to speak about having his body moved to a Confederate cemetery.
Wow, and there's no Jesus job too small for you to handle. You're handling the big picture and the little details.
Right. And, you know, this was a need because it is stirring racial hatred in Tennessee, and Bedford wanted it ended.
I see.
And that is an important matter. Nothing is trivial.
So you're saying that Jesus handles the little stuff, but if something's big enough, he comes to you with it.
Right.
Okay. All right. What about right. Tyra Banks? What's the anger toward Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks, they were very upset about that. And again, it was Jackie Kennedy that was the one that was kind of leading the charge on that thing.
Upset about what?
They thought that the photo shoot that she did was making out that she was Obama's mistress.
She was Obama's mistress?
Right.
Really?
They were, because she looked so little like his wife, they thought that they were, you know, that she was making out that she was Obama's mistress. And it did not go over well in the afterlife at all.
I thought the photo shoot, though, was, and I didn't see it, but what little I read about it was that Tyra was showing the different ways that Senator Obama wins, the different ways that Michelle could present herself as First Lady. Lots of different looks for her. It was a fashion thing more than it was politics.
That might have been what she was putting forth, she thought she was saying, but it was not what went over in the afterlife.
I'm with you and God and Jackie Kennedy, by the way. That's ridiculous.
All right, we're almost out of time, Reverend Speaker, but I have to ask, did the Secret Service visit you guys recently?
Yeah, a while back, they came and threatened me and told me that if I said any other world leader would suffer the second death because he wouldn't do what God wanted, I'd be put in prison.
Yeah, they don't like that very much, do they?
And, you know, it has not gone over very well with God.
Now, the comments about the Secret Service, is that also in the Harper's Magazine?
No.
Oh, it isn't. Okay. All right.
Okay. So you're being careful, though, now, how you choose your words when it comes to talking about death and stuff like that.
Nope.
You're not.
Nope.
Okay.
When God tells me to say that if somebody doesn't straighten out his act, he's going to die forever, I say it.
Good for you.
Because that is the basic part of my religious beliefs.
Good for you.
And I will not have my religious beliefs stifled.
Yeah.
Reverend, the Democratic National Convention is in Minneapolis. The Republican National Convention is coming up in Denver. Both seem like they're relatively close to where you live in North Dakota. Do you have any plans to travel to either to spread your word this year?
Well, we would kind of like to. I am kind of tied down because I still have to work. I don't have financial support. But I would like to go to both conventions. God would like to lead an anti-gay demonstration at the Democratic Convention, and I don't know exactly what he would like to do at the Republican Convention.
Well, they got to figure out a way to let you speak both at both conventions. I see you as like right before the candidate on night four. That'd be awesome.
I do too.
You know, it's very hard.
Yeah.
If we could rally the people, if we could make the people understand what is going on, that this is a desperate struggle. Like there was another horrendous battle in Los Angeles. Spiritual battle in Los Angeles last night because they're scared to death every time we're on your show.
Sure.
Look, we're happy to do our part, Reverend Speaker. We've been supporting you for years, and again, we're going to advise everybody to check out your website at voicesfromspirit.com. Check out the videos on YouTube, and I'm glad we got a chance to catch up with you every once in a while. Keep fighting the good fight, all right, you guys?
We keep trying.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye, Linda.
Bye. We love you guys.
We love you too.
It sucks.
What? What are you talking about?
Man, you just play these.
This
band's awesome.
Horrible. Don't you like the Weezer? I like the Weezer. 6:54, Bob Saget after the news at 7. Rob's got the showbiz beat right now for a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Argar?
I got tickets to give away to a special K-Rock advanced screening of a movie called The Rocker, starring The Office's Wayne Wilson. Sound like Barbara Walters. Rainn Wilson. It's in theaters Wednesday, August the 20th, but you get to see it beforehand. If you'd like to go, I've got a trivia question for you. If you can answer the trivia question, be the first caller through with the correct answer, 1-800-520-1067. You get a pair of tickets to attend this very exclusive event. Here's your trivia question. On the TV show The Office, Rainn Wilson, of course, plays the hilarious Dwight Schrute.
True.
That is true, yes.
Not much of a question.
What gift did his then-girlfriend Angela on the series give to Dwight for Valentine's Day? What did she give Dwight for Valentine's Day? It was not anal, I'm pretty sure.
Not wearing white pants?
You know the answer. Call now, 1-800-520-1067, and win yourself a pair of tickets to see Rainn Wilson rock in The Rocker, which opens again Wednesday, August the 20th. What's this with the movies opening on Wednesdays now? What is this new, new trend?
Wednesday's a new Friday, man.
I don't care for it.
Okay.
Don't like it?
We'll pass it along.
I need that to stop.
Got your Tropic Thunder, of course, opening tomorrow. That's this week's Wednesday movie.
Don't like it? Would like it to stop.
All right.
Does not work for me personally. When you go to the movies, can you watch a movie without popcorn?
Yes.
No. I mean, I don't get it.
I could. I wouldn't want to. Chicken breast and broccoli. You're not even in this conversation.
Yeah.
Turn your back.
I sometimes go to the movie because I have a craving for popcorn.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie without popcorn.
Really? Tell me they're not banning popcorn.
In Britain, a new chain of theaters, Kevin, will not sell popcorn or any other snacks.
What? That's how you make money.
Yes,
yeah,
Lisa.
No kidding. They won't sell anything?
Nope.
Why?
The Picture House, a chain of theaters in England, is banning popcorn.
F the Picture
House. Other snacks at their theaters.
No, no, 1,000 times no.
However, wine and other alcoholic beverages will be allowed. That seems like a bad.
Cheese?
That seems like a bad combo.
No food, but alcohol.
I would have it with cheese.
Drink on an empty stomach and watch a movie.
Don't go in there. It's a killer in there.
A lot of Kevins behind you at that screening. You don't want to see that.
Lisa is right, though, that's where the bulk of the profit comes from movie houses, the concessions. How are they going to reconcile that?
I don't know, but you're absolutely right. Some movie fans say the loss of revenue from the concession stands could lead to a ticket price hike at these theaters. But
oh, good. So they're not going to sell popcorn, but they'll charge you more.
Apparently, the theater chain is trying to make it an upscale experience.
F them.
So you got that going for you.
Maybe a winner for your question there, Ralph.
No, we don't.
We do, though.
No.
We have Jeff and Laverne.
Jeff or Laverne? Yes. Who do we have? Do we have Laverne or Jeff?
Jeff from Laverne.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeff. What's up, man?
Oh, not much. Just driving.
What did Angela give Dwight for Valentine's Day?
It was a bobblehead doll of himself.
The Dwight Schrute bobblehead.
Sure.
Yay!
Congratulations. And you're driving, so you must have actually known that answer. You couldn't look it up on Wikipedia or something.
No, I'm driving a van full of window lickers right now.
Oh, check you out. Oh,
well, you've earned yourself a little vacation to go see a movie. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see The Rocker before anybody else. Hold on, we'll give you all the details, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, don't judge my disability.
Yeah, that's bad news there.
And to say that in the van with the people. That's
the beauty
funny.
Of the window lickers. They don't even know it.
Oh.
You can just look and say, hey, yeah, how's it going, window licker?
What's our answer?
That's what they tell you. Last hour, I talked a lot about remakes. Uh-huh. They're doing a new Hawaii Five-0 TV series.
Right.
Yeah. They're doing Streets of San Francisco, bringing back to TV. Welcome Great. Back, Cotter's going to the big screen.
Good choice. Right.
Just found out another remake in the works. ABC has announced they are turning the 1987 movie The Witches of Eastwick into a TV series.
Wait a minute. So they're going TV to movie, and then if it was a movie, they're going to TV?
Well, that has happened more than
TV to movie?
TV to movie, yeah. Huh. Like MASH, for example, was a big movie hit before it was a TV series. That you know, that's happened quite a few times in the past.
They're capitalizing on the Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah, the huge following for Witches of Eastwick. They're making
that's
a TV
series.
All
everyone I know is talking about.
This is a movie that was in 1987, starred Jack Nicholson, Cher, Susan Sarandon, and Michelle Pfeiffer as the witches.
And it was fine.
It was great. Well, I liked it.
I did, too. And if they have hot witches, it could be a good series.
Well, they already did that with the...
Charmed.
Three hot witches.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I love about it. In this Daily Variety magazine article, it says that
There's already been two other attempts to turn this into a TV series that failed horribly.
Oh.
So, obviously, people are craving the Witches of Eastwick series.
A good choice, then.
There was one in 1992 on NBC, and another one that Fox had in 2002 called Eastwick, with Lori Loughlin, Marcia Cross, and Kelly Rutherford.
Okay.
It was also a failure. So.
Right.
Looking forward to that.
Are they out?
How about the 90210 series that's coming back to television?
That's right. They're out.
Tori Spelling, it's just been announced, is pulling out.
Of that?
Yes. Because she's not getting the same paycheck as Jenny Garth and Shannon Doherty, who are also returning to the series.
Wow, she's going to cripple that show by not appearing.
How are they going to do it without Tori Spelling?
Wow.
Where will they all park their bikes if they don't have her giant cleavage to lock their bikes up to outside the high school?
I wonder if some of it is that she gives away Tori Spelling on TV 24 hours a day on her reality show, so it's not a big deal to see her, but it's kind of cool to see Shannon Doherty back on screen, maybe.
I don't know what the reasoning is behind it. I mean, she's got to be cheesed off considering her dad created the original and they're not paying her the same cash as the others.
Yeah, but she's Tori Spelling.
I hear you. Jenny Garth and Shannon Doherty are reportedly getting between $35,000 and $50,000 an episode. They were offering Tori between $10,000 and $20,000 an episode. She asked the network for the same. They said no thank you. So she said bye-bye.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to miss Tori as Donna Martin.
Anyone think that show will be a hit? I don't think it'll last six episodes.
Depends on who does it.
No,
depends
idea.
On who does it.
I don't know. You know, in the world that we live in with The Hills and The Gossip Girl and all these other sort of teen-oriented soap dramas, I think it's got a shot if they do it well. I don't think the original viewers will go back to watch.
No,
I can't imagine anybody watched the first one will be drawn in, but we'll see. Interesting news. Yesterday, the New York Post announced who will be playing the halftime show at this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Dear God. This is always
Super
bad.
Super Bowl 43. Of course, former Super Bowl performers have been Janet Jackson. Remember her with the boobie?
No, I don't. What happened then?
The Stones have played. Prince, Tom Petty, Paul McCartney. And now, Bruce Springsteen.
Are you kidding
Bruce
me?
Bruce Springsteen playing the halftime show.
Really?
How about that?
That could be quite entertaining.
Sure.
Super Bowl 43 will feature Bruce at halftime.
Well, that's nearly as bad as before.
No, it's going to be awesome for me, too, because first I got the Eagles, which will be in the Super Bowl, and then I got Springsteen playing at halftime.
Sure.
After halftime, the Eagles will win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
What a great Super Bowl for me, because I'm a huge Boss fan.
That will be great.
So the whole thing from start to finish will be great for me personally.
If only Eddie Money sings the national anthem, you'll be set.
Set. And then we could have Asia in the parking lot.
Wow. Wow, Springsteen doesn't do a lot of TV appearances.
No, he doesn't. Guy.
Hey,
what do you need him for?
Whoa.
Hey, that's the boss, mother effer. I'll hit you in your effed up eye.
That guy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Casey Affleck. He's 33 years old today. Michael Ian Black turns 37. Tennis star Pete Sampras also is 37 years old. Peter Krause. Krause. He is from, of course, 6 Feet Under and currently can be seen in Dirty Sexy Money, the new series that's returning this fall. He's 43 years old today, and Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Baby you got are- back. Baby got back.
I need the verse. Just the chorus isn't enough.
All right, next
more?
Hour.
Omar, make it happen.
I want my posses on Broadway.
We got to pick it up from the top.
Ooh.
I like big butts and cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Love that. All right. He is 45 years old today, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Think he still mixes a lot? Probably not.
Guessing.
He's probably not Sir Mix-a-Little. Because I don't think he's working that much anymore. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Santa Monica Airport, too close for comfort. Jet planes at the field, too fast for safety. Concerned that homes are within 300 feet of the airport and worried about both safety and noise, I'm sure the city council voted to ban certain classes of executive jets from the field and was told by the FAA, you can't do that. So they took it to the assembly, which unanimously passed, and now the Senate has voted 21-16 to urge the feds to back off. Is it possible that there's another factor that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's private jet lands in Santa Monica whenever he comes home to Brentwood? All this while there's still no budget. Russian planes are still reported striking at villages in Georgia, but Russian President Medvedev has called for a ceasefire. Georgian President Saakashvili had already declared one. The Russians don't like him, and they want him out.
Good news that, you know, the ceasefire has been declared, but Georgians here they're very skeptical about anything Russia says. They won't feel comfortable until the troops leave.
At the Olympics, Phelps wins his third gold in the 200 meter, his ninth career. Our softball team beat Venezuela, and the Dodgers won. 75-95, 65 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
All the ladies want to make him a spouse. When it comes to downstairs, he's got a full house. He's...
Been arrested 20 times, never been convicted. If you see a badass, guaranteed he's kicked. They're gonna start some ish, he'll end it quick. Like Marcus Stewart with a bigger dick.
How many songs are there about you now?
I don't know. That's like Egg and Biscuit, I believe. That's the cholesterol. You need Lipitor to listen to that.
Oh, they are good.
Yeah, there's the thing. There's that Jamie Kennedy rap thing.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I just sit around with my little juice harp and come up with new ones.
I think it's an instrument. Juice. I think it's juice harp.
Oh, that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so I'm spelling it wrong. That's why they don't let me into the Chabad house.
That's correct.
The great Bob Saget is in our studio here at the world-famous K-Rock Comedy Central. Roast of Bob Saget is going to be this Sunday night at 10 on Comedy Central. Well, it's about time they finally got to you, Bob.
This is
the one.
I didn't know I could have this many orifices in my body. I'm like Caesar. They buried me. But I came out of the rubble at the end. But that's hardcore when someone roasts you.
Is it difficult to sit there and have everyone in the room make fun of you? You have a good sense of humor.
Because you've done it before, right?
I've roasted people, not on television, only at like charity benefits.
Well, that's back when the roasts were good because you could say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is, it became popular with Pam Anderson, and then, they did it with Dennis Leary, who used to own the company, and then they did it with Jeff Foxworthy. But the Pam Anderson, William Shatner, and the most recent Flava Flav, so we knew after Flava Flav that I was following a true Hollywood legend.
It's Flava Flav.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Say anything right.
Yeah.
I drink with a swizzle straw. It's Favorite Flavs by Fizzy. But it was an experience, mostly comedian friends. So I didn't feel that violated until I listened to what they were saying.
Yeah, then you realized.
Was there a part of you, and of course the famous one that went horribly wrong was Chevy Chase. And he was sitting there and he was laughing along, and then for some reason it just turned a little bit too dark, a little bit too ugly, a little bit too true, and it started to hurt his feelings, and then all the air went out of the room. Did it ever get to that point with you, Bob, or were you able to laugh all the way till the end, no matter how brutal it got?
It started with that, and I got disarmed to the point of, please continue, I can't not have this happen. Greg Giraldo started by saying, and I will censor myself,
okay, good,
that I was a genital wart on the blank of American culture.
Oh.
And, and I said, I think that sounds accurate. And, he said, he was just reading stuff that said, you're an artist? You being an artist
is I actually have that clip.
Oh, it's so painful.
I read an
true
interview where you referred to yourself as an artist. Are you kidding me? As an artist, you use the phrase as an artist. You are a vortex of artistic compromise. Charlie Sheen watches you and feels good about himself.
So that's what it is. It's like I'm a pretty self-loathing guy, and I know what I've done wrong, and so this is my punishment.
Yeah.
And it's with it really is my friends. I mean, Greg, I wasn't that familiar with, but Jeff Ross and Norm MacDonald and that was it.
Stamos, of course.
Stamos hosted it, and
I was surprised when he got up and said,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline!
Oh, not that again.
And then I went and did my act, which was...
Sorry, we're a little slow.
It was a special act that I had.
The act that dare not speak its name.
All over Kevin Federline.
Let me ask you about a couple of pictures that I've seen from the roast that airs again Sunday night at 10. There's one of you with a goat at one point
that
at
happens.
The roast. What's the context there?
Work the goat in?
They wanted a good entrance, and goats have one of the best entrances that nature has offered.
Well, you don't have to tell Bean.
Yeah, I actually stenciled a little tramp stamp on it that says your name here. Right.
The act that dare not speak its name.
Now, did you bring your own goat, or did they provide one for you at the roast, or how did that work?
It's a rental.
A rental.
And they wanted a good entrance for me, so they had John Stamos bring out, there were a couple ladies, and then an older, really elderly lady fixing her hair, and then a goat. It was funny how it rehearsed it a lot. It was not abused in any way on air anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
But it kind of scoots out in a very high-speed fashion.
Really shoot it out of a cannon? Really,
it looked like an America's Funniest Home Video moment. He might as well have been on a bowling alley. He was slid. And then I walked out and kind of adjusted my zipper.
Nice.
And then said, call me to the goat. So
that's the way it gets started, huh?
Those are rumors. The hardest thing is I wasn't allowed to talk for 3 hours. Yeah. And you guys know me.
Yeah.
You know me well enough to know.
Yeah, you wouldn't shut up. Yeah, you were dying. All right, thing two. Stamos, in one of the photos, it looks like is making out hardcore with Phyllis Diller. I mean, they are mashing. What's that about?
Is it
Cloris Leachman?
Cloris Leachman, but I think he was thinking about Phyllis Diller while he was doing it.
They're both 80 plus, right?
They are, on the freeway, too.
Cloris Leachman has to be 100 plus.
She's a hybrid. She is 80.
How is she making out with John Stamos? What's that about?
Used to say she was very, very sought after by all the men in Hollywood, which they call today a hoe.
Uh-huh.
And she said, first thing she said that made us all laugh very hard was, that, you know, I'm an Academy Award winning actress. Please, somebody hit me in the face so I can see some stars. And it was just the Misfits of Science are sitting there, you know, Jack Garland and Brian Posehn, and, you know, just people that looked like they had been attacked by the
It's not an attractive
villagers.
Crowd.
It's hilarious, too, because you have to write comedy for it, so you're writing nothing but fat jokes and ugly jokes. It's just not nice. You know, it's not.
And that's what I like about it.
Because I don't do insult comedy normally. I just do weird stuff that gets perverted somehow.
A lot.
Yeah. Very much. Mm-hmm. On top of
extremely,
people.
Extremely. Yeah.
And hold them down.
Sure.
And no means no. But because I'm respectful.
Of course.
But to have all friends that I've been. Jeff Ross is a good friend of mine.
I have a clip from him that I'm going to play in the next break.
He's hilarious.
He's the roastmaster. They call him the roastmaster. You don't really want him to roast you, I don't think, unless you have a great sense of humor, because he's way funny.
And he's way funny, and as is Greg. And the key to Jeff Ross is, I took him out for two steaks 2 weeks in a row at the Palm, and he still trashed the crap out of me.
Oh, he did. That's right.
Doesn't matter.
You try to soften him up, butter him up a little bit?
Just buy me a steak, Saget. We'll be fine. It's like going out with Tony Soprano's cousin.
Now, Bob, I have to ask, and of course, I am in no way trying to put you in a difficult spot, but your famous TV daughters did not appear at the roast, or do appear?
They did not appear at the roast. And
how do you have a Bob Saget roast without the Olsen twins making at least an appearance?
The issue, I think, is in their practical sense, and I don't disagree with them at all, is you're going to be taking a lot of
slings
and arrows, and just let the boys play in their little dirt bin is what kind of,
because they're not really comedians, so they don't really have that kind of skin that you and Ross and those guys have.
No, ours is thicker and full of resins.
Yeah, that's true.
But
did you specifically tell them not to come to this?
No, I thought it might be cute. The only thing I could think of is that they just like flip everybody off. You know, there's a curtain opens, they flip everybody off, they blur it, scramble a signal, and then they close the curtain. But I had gone out with Ashley like a week ago, and we talked about
You're dating her now?
Yeah.
That's admirable.
Coincidence.
You'll think they're dating after you hear some of the jokes that are made on the roast, though.
Yeah, roast is, they cross that line, so I'm actually going to New York today, and that's my daughter in the other room there.
Yeah.
My daughter, I swear, that's my daughter.
And you're dating her as well?
No, that doesn't work out.
That's your real daughter?
No, that's my real daughter.
Wow, I wouldn't bring her around here.
I had one in that I hired to be my daughter.
But we have a lot of stars that come in and introduce us to someone as their daughter or their niece, but usually that's just a euphemism.
No, she's real. It's genetic. It's all healthy. Nothing shady's ever happened. She wouldn't put up. She knows, and anyone comes near her, she just kicks them as hard as she can between the legs.
Including you?
No. Okay. I don't go near her.
All right.
We've never had physical contact.
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
You started. I'm in trouble.
So I'd like to take a break.
Okay.
And Comedy Central Roast of Bob Saget is Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central. And if you're the type of person who likes to complain, don't tune in.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
It's really strong. And can't give you any hints, but big announcement coming in the next break, and that song may or may not be related to it.
And I'm going to guess may not.
It's the Kevin DeBeat Show at K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. Speaking of Nirvana, wasn't the gold standard for the Comedy Central roasts the Courtney Love one so far?
Well,
I mean, that one
was pretty good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she crossed lines. You didn't know what she was on.
Yeah.
She was very funny. She stood. She fell.
A lot of material to work with when you're roasting Courtney Love. And I suspect that we're going to cringe a little bit.
Was she the one roasted? Or was it Pamela? It was Pamela Anderson's roast.
It was Pamela Anderson.
Oh, she was at it.
She was at it.
Okay. She was out of control as well.
Yes.
And a lot of the comedians were making jokes about her.
Right. Jeff Ross was particularly went nuts. And I believe Andy Dick was licking her for a while.
Yeah.
But you can get high just from licking her face.
That's true. I hear that's true. Yeah. That's right. That was one of the all-time greats.
Jeff Ross said, and one of the most cruel things ever
to
on
her
TV,
face.
How is it that Kurt looks better than you now?
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Speaking of Jeff Ross,
I didn't get anything like that.
Here's a little bit of Jeff at the Bob Saget roast on Comedy Central.
Most common stream of performing in Las Vegas, Nevada. Bob Saget dreams of performing in Montana. Full House should have been called Blackjack because you hit on the Olsons when they were 8. You didn't stop till they were 21. Is it true that you used to give Mary-Kate acting lessons? He'd tell her, act like this never happened. She'd be like, you got it, dude.
There was a theme. You see, there was a theme to this.
No,
which
I
is
didn't
not
recognize the theme.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad about it in a way, you know, because I'm not like that.
Now.
You're not like that.
My daughter's in the
other anymore.
Room. I've never really been like that. I mean, that sounds dangerous.
Sure.
The audience is laughing, but they're not happy about it.
No, they're not, because they have children. They hired babysitters to come to the roast, so the question is...
To keep the kids out, you mean, or to wrangle them for you?
No, the babysitters are the ones you need the digits of. But it was, you know, they bleeped the name of that show star, I guess.
Well, Hannah Montana, yeah.
Yeah, why did
they do that?
Are we bleeped by saying it?
No. You could say Hannah Montana, but I don't think you can say the exact wording that they... It's impossible to tell these days what you're going to get in trouble for.
Right.
So everybody's super, super,
really
super
weird. But doing the acts of unspeakable nature with someone underage, you can get in trouble for that.
Well, it
of
turns out
you can.
I'm pretty sure that's a negative.
And you shouldn't do that.
Right.
Right. Because,
that's what you're saying.
Because
don't do
it's
that.
Wrong.
Right.
Or you must wear corrective lenses.
That's correct.
The truth is, Bob, that the roast that will air Sunday night at 10 is going to be beeped twice as much as if it had aired 2 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how crazy it's getting. But they do release these on DVD unedited, too, right?
They do, and they're putting in, I believe, like 4 extra minutes than they usually have. It's a 90-minute special.
Wow.
On,
that's a lot of jokes about you.
It's painful as hell. But I do have a rebuttal, which I was pretty proud of. It was good.
I
got to tag every single person. I did a little number on them. A couple jokes didn't make it that I won't even repeat here. Because,
right.
You know, you don't want to.
No, of course not.
Why get bleeped? We have a nice...
Why
nice,
go there?
Nice way to start the day.
But if the Comedy Central won't put it on...
They also do it for different reasons. If something comes off religiously offensive, they've had so many interesting things happen with South Park. They just don't want to hurt anybody, any groups, unless they're allowed.
Yeah, well...
Unless they're not organized. Yeah. It's one person, right? It's a disgruntled...
I know, and that's absurd, by the way. That's absurd. And I'd just like to point out, because we're living through this right now, you can't do anything entertaining and not offend somebody.
I can't, because my pants aren't on when I entertain.
That's correct.
That is
true.
I've noticed that about entertaining.
You. Bob, let me get your opinion as
a one-way mirror.
As a comedian and a professional, let me get your opinion on a controversy that's very real and very current. Last night at the premiere of Tropic Thunder, there was a sizable protest for Special Olympics people who were protesting the use in the movie of the word retarded.
Wow.
And they say that's a word that should be retired. They compare it basically to the N-word, saying it's a word that has no place in language ever. It's outlived its usefulness, and it's offensive every time it's used, and it should no longer be allowed.
Well, you can't, you know, in my mind, got this whole freedom of speech moniker.
Yeah. That,
and retired, they said retired. You can't say retired
anymore. No, retarded.
No.
Yes.
Retarded.
And by the way, age, you stop saying it?
And by the way, it's not just the word. The movie is making fun of actors who take that kind of role to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
Well, it was like Something About Mary had the brother in it, which was
That was actually a character. This is an actor that's going to play that character so he can get an Oscar, which seems like it's something completely different.
It's sensitive, and I don't say the word myself much, and when I have, I kind of feel in my stand-up, I've said
I've
things
seen
like
you
that.
Say it a lot.
Not that word.
Oh, okay.
I'll drop the F-bomb, but the R-bomb I don't do much.
Really?
Yeah,
so you're sensitive to that word, huh?
I'm sensitive to banishing. I'm sensitive to that word, because I have a cousin that I care about a lot, and so...
Where's the helmet?
He has, yes.
Okay.
And he's a linebacker for his team. I also...
What about the term retard strong?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Because it's strength.
It's
numbers. It's like look for the union label. If you see retard strong is 20 or 30 people that are special running towards you in a line, isn't it?
No. It's like one guy that can lift a bus off of you.
Oh.
And they don't know how.
Strong.
Oh, that's adrenaline stuff.
Yes.
I love
yes.
That's Incredible Hulk stuff.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Fantastic. I support that.
Okay, good.
Because if you're in a bus or a double bus, one of those ones with the little thing in the middle, the
sure.
hinge,
yeah.
and someone is able to lift that strong, I would yell that out the window if he wasn't offended. You're incredibly...
retard strong.
Say it.
You're retard strong.
Yes.
Say it. Say it. You get me to do things
say
here.
It.
And if not, you have samplings from years past.
Well, here, that's, yeah, right. That's true. Here's the thing about that, though, is that it seems like everybody is paying attention to the complaining group a lot more, too much, maybe.
Which yeah. makes the term even worse, and maybe it
yes.
teaches teenagers, you know those kids today.
Yeah, sure. They
to go say those things.
And they shouldn't. Wait, well, I don't know what I'm saying
lot.
Anymore.
People say it to be self-deprecating in that, but the people that I've worked with in the, you know, when you get to do stuff with mentally mm-hmm. challenged and people and Special Olympics people and Make-A-Wish people and any, it's the most, one of, they're the most coolest, most honest people.
Have you seen The Retarded Policeman on the internet?
I've heard about it. It's big on the YouTube. I've heard all
oh,
about
it. Oh, it's great.
It's pretty
it's
good.
A series of shorts,
yes.
right?
Yep. There's 15 of them and they're awesome. Yeah. You got to check it out, Bob. You'll
I
love
will.
It.
I have a whole night. Now you give me something to do. I'm going to have a great night. I'm going to call my mom and get her linked up.
Yes.
She's 83. She needs some good YouTubing
Watch
stuff.
Watch it with her and yeah. discuss.
Yeah, she had her YouTubes tied, so she hasn't been able to see anything for a while.
Wow.
The Comedy Central roast of Bob Saget airs Sunday night at 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. If you missed the first break, by the way, a lot of Bob's friends, including the great John Stamos, of course, is hosting the program. The very funny Jeffrey Ross. Gilbert Gottfried is one of our favorites. Norm Macdonald, Jim Norton. John Lovitz, the list goes on and on and on. 90 Susie minutes Esman. Special.
90, yeah. 90 minutes of Tourette's.
That's
Can't
a
say
lot.
That either.
No.
No, they curse a lot and they say a lot of the jokes are very strong. They just don't stop. It's very funny. I mean, it
sounds like fun.
It's sensitive, but it's funny.
So we're in. That's
Thank
what we look
you.
For.
That's not
Have
to
fun
us.
In New York with your girlfriend slash daughter, man. We appreciate you bringing
no,
her
that's
back
to me. My daughter. My girlfriend's at work.
Okay.
And I will be back to plug my thing on the CW. I have a new show coming out in a couple months.
Is that right?
It's
Great.
Called Surviving Suburbia. But let's not talk about that now.
Okay. Well, you brought it up. So.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I always do that at the end of these things.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
But if you want to come back in, we would love to have you.
I would
you
know. Love to. I'm just going to wait outside till then.
Okay. Fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Incubus!
The Dave Matthews isn't going to be here, but we found another guy named Dave Matthews.
Hello.
Welcome to Disneyland. Welcome to our Breakfast with No Doubt, everybody.
'Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely.
It's time for our Breakfast with Radiohead.
Doesn't mean
Please welcome Blink 182.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Johnson.
Seems to me that maybe.
Welcome everybody to our Breakfast with Green Day. Please put your hands together for you too. Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica, put your hands together.
Watson never left. All right.
Please welcome Coldplay.
Nothing else compared.
Remember how cool that breakfast with Metallica was?
Well, Mike can't stop talking about it. He had the best time of his whole life.
Remember that, Mike?
In a room that was like 12
Metallica?
By 12.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Oh, wait, you weren't there.
Oh, that's right. You missed it. You were doing gay stuff.
Hey, how would our audience at these breakfasts know to applaud if Kevin weren't there to tell them
that's
to put
true.
Their hands together?
I know.
How would they know what to do when the band came out on stage without you, Kevin?
I have to direct people. Sometimes they don't understand what is needed.
We have a long tradition of breakfast shows here on the Kevin and Bean Show with lots of bands over the years. And by the way, as much as I enjoyed that little retrospective we just played, some of my favorites are not in there. There's no Breakfast with Creed, for instance, in there. Where the
Dude,
hell is the
we're trying to
Creed?
Downplay that.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Remember, we did Breakfast with Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, the list is too long to name them all, but it has been a while since we did one, and yes. we are very excited this morning on the Kevin Bean Show to announce our latest breakfast.
Breakfast with Weezer.
Ah! Come on!
Only one of the bands that we've always wanted to have breakfast with yeah. and never been able to.
Yep, they have long been on the list, but they've been a little bit squirrely in terms of nailing down a date. But, you know, this is a big year for Weezer with their Red album out. They've got a Forum show coming up on October the 14th. October the 14th, it's Weezer with Angels and Airwaves at the Forum. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And all this week on K-Rock, including right here on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 20 minutes, we're going to give you tickets to see the band at the Forum and come to our exclusive Wake Up with Weezer, the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast. So that, my friends, is pretty good news.
You win both. You get tickets to the show before you can buy them, and you win tickets to our breakfast.
We're very nice.
We are.
We like that about us. We like it. I know there are a lot of really hardcore Weezer fans. They're one of those bands that people just latch onto and don't let go. And I hope we can find someone to come to the show that can speak Rivers, because that's my fear, is we're not going to have a translator, and then what do we do?
Remember when we interviewed Rivers, and he had the new CD coming out? I can't remember when it was. It was maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, hey, tell us about the new CD, and he said, it's shiny.
Yeah. Oh, that's helpful.
And then he just looked at us, and we were like, okay, we're out. So we're going to need your help, you K-Rock fans. What we do at these breakfasts, of course, is we have them play live, and you get to ask the questions.
Yeah.
So perhaps you can get, you know, him to open up a little more than we were able to the first time.
It would be nice.
We are not good. That's why we need to involve you. So, again, Forum, October 14th, Weezer, Angels and Airwaves. You can buy tickets Saturday at 10 a.m. or you can win them here on K-Rock. Plus, you'll get tickets to the Kevin and Bean Breakfast Wake Up with Weezer.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Hey, you like the Weezer? I got the new Weezer for you.
That was a moment with Bean.
Hey. That's how Bean buys the new Weezer CDs. He's a dude out of the back of his van. Parking lot.
Hey, you want the Weezer?
Hey, boss. Why is he doing on Fantasy Island, boss?
You guys are going to rap me out on our Breakfast with Weezer, too, aren't you? You're going to tell him that I've been buying them on the black market for all these years.
Yes.
Hell to the yeah.
Coming up, not right now, but coming up after the news at 8, we'll tell you to call in to win the very first pair of tickets to Wake Up with Weezer. It's the latest breakfast from the Kevin and Bean Show, just announced this half hour. Plus, we'll give you tickets to go see them at the Forum. That show, October 14th, Angels and Airwaves opening. Tickets are going on sale Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. That's in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on, Argar?
I got tickets to give away to the special K-Rock advance screening of a little movie called The Rocker, starring Rainn Wilson of Office fame. It's in theaters Wednesday, August the 20th, but you get to see it before everyone else does, thanks to K-Rock. If you'd like to go, be the first person to get through with the correct answer to this Office Dwight Schrute trivia question. Right. The number is 1-800-520-1067. Here's your question. Dwight Schrute, besides working at the paper company on The Office, also runs a bed and breakfast on his family farm.
That answer is true.
What do they raise on the family farm? Do they raise on the family farm? What kind of farm is it? Call now, 1-800-520-1067. If you know the answer and you get through and you're the first person, you will win a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of The Rocker. Thanks to K-Rock. Brandon Flowers of The Killer has a big favor to ask you.
Okay.
Buy the new CD.
Okay.
That's an unusual request.
Brandon tells Rolling Stone magazine that the band's future hinges on the success of their new CD called Do or Die. He says everything is at stake. Wow, what do they have, a gun to his dog's head or something? It doesn't sell a certain number of copies?
That is odd, because they seem to be super successful touring.
Band. I think they can afford to, you know, put out a clunker. Not that this is, but this doesn't seem like it would be the end of their career.
Mm-hmm. No. Interesting. Maybe he was just trying to be funny.
I don't know. He says the band, this music on Do or Die is maybe a little more poppy than their previous work, but bassist Mark Sturmer says that it's their most experimental record to yet, and they're all very pleased with it. But you have to buy it, please. They're begging you.
When does it come out?
All right, Brandon. Soon.
All right.
Soon. Well, I mean, we bought the last two. I don't know why we wouldn't buy this one.
You better buy it. Everything's at stake.
Bean,
don't forget. Okay. Get in the parking lot from the Mexican.
I'll buy
okay,
it.
No, don't go. Oh, you like the Killers? I got the Killers. Don't go to that guy.
My guy just sells Weezer. He really is very specific. Yeah,
he doesn't work all that often. Then.
Nope, once every 3 years.
We have
years,
a winner, believe it or not.
Hey, we're talking
Rodney,
here. You mind, Rodney?
Second.
Pipe down.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Let's talk to our winner, shall we?
Go to Billy in Anaheim. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you like the Weezer?
Hey, the Weezer.
Hey, Billy, what kind of farm does the Dwight Schrute family own?
He has a beet farm.
It's a beet farm. That's right.
A beet farm.
Congratulations. You're the winner. Hold on. We'll give you all the details. You're going to the advanced screening of The Rocker.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Had a good time.
Like the Weezer. The beet farm. Would you feel awkward about following George Clooney?
Following him? Following
him. No, I think he's got good taste.
No, Lisa, come on, you gotta measure
Snowden.
Up.
Lisa Snowden is a beautiful, talented British model, actress, spokesperson, one of the most beautiful women in the world. But she says she can't get a date.
He'd be hard to measure up.
She says she never gets asked out because guys are intimidated by the fact that she used to go out with George Clooney.
Sure.
Interesting.
A lot of guys don't have the sack to follow.
Is that the part they need to follow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's kind of like how poor Yasmin, former Miss Double December on the Kevin Beach Show, she'll never get a date because no one wants to follow Dave the King of Mexico.
But
it's
a very different situation.
Very different. Well, but both of them are sitting at home not being able to get a new man, though, for different reasons. I'm just saying,
yeah,
they are in the same boat.
The result is the same.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't think guys are intimidated to follow Dave.
No, they just don't want to go.
They're just
creeped out by following Dave.
They're afraid they'll get sleepy.
One woman has been anointed as if by a saint. The other one has been tainted as if by a virus.
Dave says that she was just wrecked. That's the problem.
Shipwrecked. Oh. It's a great story about Jerry Falwell. Remember him, Reverend Jerry Falwell?
Yes.
Leader of the moral majority.
Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
Dead,
oh, thank
right?
God. He died in 2007. But there's a new book out about his life and escapades called Falwell Incorporated.
Okay.
And they talk about the time he was once leading a large Christian choral group in a sing-along recital in a room at the Seattle Center. Big concert venue.
Okay.
And while they were rehearsing and singing down the hall, there were 14,000 fans listening to Led Zeppelin in concert at the same facility.
Same venue?
Same
okay.
facility. The choir couldn't concentrate, so Jerry decided to take his Christian militia over to the arena and get the band to turn down the music.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And did they? When he got there, they let him into the venue, and Jerry said he was so shocked and appalled by the pot smoking and heavy petting that was going on in the arena, he labeled the arena the Coliseum of Death.
The Coliseum of Death is awesome.
That's fantastic.
Screw him.
Interestingly enough, Coliseum of Death was opening up for Led Zeppelin that same night. So what an ironic situation that was.
I can't see the Reverend being down at a Zepp show. I can't see him really. It's not for him.
Talk about dazed and confused.
No kidding.
And Balthazar Getty's back with Sienna Miller again.
Oh, come on.
But he's also being an excellent father.
Okay.
How?
He was out spotted with his three, the more grown of the four children. One's only 10 months old. But the other three, he took them out to dinner at California Pizza Kitchen this week.
Okay.
And then took them to Rite Aid drugstore to buy some toys.
Oh.
Nothing like the toys at Rite Aid.
What kind of selection they have there?
Jeez, they've got the plastic police handcuffs, I think, the jacks, the Super Bowl, and the beaded jump rope. I think that's
all the good ones.
Entire line of toys at the Rite Aid.
Did they get to meet their new mommy?
How dare you. So apparently he is trying to make good with his kids. Well, I'm sure that'll make up for the feeling that he left them and abandoned them for a British actress. I'm sure that those Rite Aid toys will take the sting right out of that.
Depending on how old the oldest is, he might understand.
That's true. Keira Knightley just doesn't get women. Get in line, Keira Knightley. She says she's not very good at female friendships and relationships because she thinks women are tricky to navigate.
She's the
greatest woman ever, this Keira Knightley.
That's pretty accurate.
Not only beautiful, but smart, too. She says that she has a hard time keeping friendships with women because she thinks they're complicated and difficult to be in a friendship with.
It could also be because she's extremely successful and really beautiful. It's probably hard to be her friend.
And women can't handle that?
Yeah.
Because they're...
Honestly.
Because they're insecure and shallow and catty.
You go out with her and nobody even knows you're there. Uh-huh. It kind of suck.
I guess that would kind of suck.
She does say she has an excellent relationship with her mother, however. She said the two are very close, and it's not uncommon for her to share the details of her sex life with her mom.
She needs a girlfriend.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow. She really needs a girlfriend.
That's a little creepy. And speaking of sex, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi
as you know, are engaged. According to Star Magazine, Ellen would like Oprah to marry them.
Is she
kidding?
A minister?
I don't think she's ordained. Hmm. But Ellen would love Oprah to officiate her marriage to Portia de Rossi, she says.
Hmm. Why?
Because Oprah is the leader of No One Needs a Man movement, and I think that,
okay,
that falls in line with their lesbian sensibilities.
I'm so fat.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't want to invite her to the, you don't invite her to the reception.
Yeah.
Because no that cake? Wedding cake will be yeah. gone.
Can't afford it.
Time to cut the cake. Oprah! Oh.
And Paul Stanley of Kiss and his wife, Erin, are expecting their second child. Paul tells People magazine. Paul was the star child. Who's Paul? Paul was the dreamer. Paul was the lawyer.
I think Paul, you're right. Was, I think it's the star child.
Paul was the boss. Oh, no. I'm thinking of Coyote Ugly. I'm thinking of Coyote Ugly. Yeah. He says, People magazine, I've traded the Viper Room for the Diaper Room.
Oh! Whoa! How does he do it?
No, you didn't.
What a douche.
I believe that and many other jokes are available in the new Kiss joke book. Isn't that right, Gene Simmons? Aren't you guys featuring a new joke book on your website?
That's correct, Ralph Garman. www.kissarmy.com. Thank you.
With that and many other hilarious jokes written by the members of Kiss.
Wait, can I hear it again, please?
He's gone from the Viper Room to the Diaper Room.
Oh!
He's a douche.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores. I don't have time to talk about them now, but if you'd like to know what's available for you to purchase, you can come back in about an hour. I'll give you the complete
list. That's not good for me.
I gotta move on. I can't give you the list.
Move on.
Do you have to say everything that comes to your mind?
Don't you have any filter mechanism?
Oh, shut up.
What?
Continue reading.
What's the verbal diarrhea you've got going back here?
Tomorrow we're talking to the guy who's got a website going to make Psycho Mike stop.
StopPsychoMike.com.
Yeah. We're going to have him on, and I think we're going to find out if there's anything we could do to help his cause.
Casey Affleck, actor and brother to Ben, is 33 years old today. Michael Ian Black turns 37. Peter Krause from 6 Feet Under and Dirty Sexy Money is 43 years old today. And Sir Mix-a-Lot!
Come on.
Hit it, Steve.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing, to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it, shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet in the open.
Come on.
How great is that song?
It's still as great today as the day it was recorded.
Absolutely. It is fresh, fat, and funky.
It is.
That's what that is right there.
It's got fat beats.
Fresh for a life. Moment there, it almost felt like a party machine, didn't it?
Just for a second.
Just for a second, then you feel like, wow, this is fun. I should take the day off of work and just go get drunk.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mr. Weatherby was already picking up the phone to call us to make us stop it, though.
Good old times. Sir Mix-a-Lot's 45. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That Weezer is coming to the Forum October 14th with Angels and Airways. You can buy tickets Saturday at 10. But we're going to give you tickets to that and our breakfast. We are having a new Kevin and Bean breakfast. It is Wake Up with Weezer.
Dude,
very excited about that.
It has been a while, and I know that this is one of those breakfasts that you, like us, have been waiting to happen, and it is finally going to happen. If you are a Weezer fan, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. It's a new game we like to call Say It Ain't So.
Say it ain't so.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, the good news is we got Weezer to cut the theme song for the new game. The bad news is that's pretty much all we have. All right, here's the way the game is played. Dave Sanchez, the king of Mexico here on the Kevin Beach at K-Rock, is world's number one Weezer fan. He has prepared questions today that are either true or false. No, no, they're either so or ain't so.
Say it ain't so.
I'll read a fact about Weezer. All you have to do is tell us whether it is so or ain't so. If you're right, you go into the drawing. Somebody 5 minutes from right now will win tickets to the Forum Show and can join us as we wake up with Weezer.
All right, Andy in Los Angeles. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Andy, listen up. You're our first contestant this morning. Here's the question. You tell me if it's so or ain't so. Back in... I can't say it ain't so anymore, can I? Play that. Back in high school, Rivers Cuomo from the band Weezer appeared in a stage production of Grease. So or ain't so?
Let's go with so.
Yes, so is correct. He played Johnny Casino in the stage production of Grease. Well done, my friend. Hang on, you are in the drawing to win the tickets.
All right, let's go to Antonio in Van Nuys. Good morning, Antonio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Listen up, here's your question. Out of the six albums that Weezer has released so far, four of them are self-titled. So or ain't so?
I'd say ain't so.
You are correct. Three are self-titled. They have three albums named Weezer. Of course, we know them better as the Blue Album, the Green Album, and the Red Album. That was kind of a trick question, but you got through it, man. Congratulations.
Easy one.
Nicely done. Hold on.
As a Weezer fan right there.
Let's go to Daniel in Pasadena. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Your name's Daniel?
It's Danielle.
Oh, Danielle.
Danielle. Okay, fantastic. All right, question number three. The bassist for Weezer, Scott Schreiner, once played in Vanilla Ice's band. So or ain't so?
So.
Nicely
Hard
done.
To believe. Yes, it is true. He admitted that in a magazine interview with Inked. I know. I was shocked to find that one out, too. All right, hang on. So far, everybody's in the drawing.
By the way, not only do you play in Vanilla Ice's band, but then you admit it. Takes a special kind of person. Let's go to Alex in Manhattan Beach. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, guys.
All right, listen up. Here's your question. Mark Almond from the band Soft Cell produced the 2001 Weezer Green album. So or ain't so?
I got a 50-50 shot. I'll say so.
I'm sorry, no. Although there was a famous producer from another band, it was Rick Ocasek from The Cars who was actually behind the controls for the Green album. Nice try, though. Thanks for playing.
All right, let's go to Melanie in San Bernardino. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Mel, you a big Weezer fan?
I am. I love Rivers Cuomo. He's my nerd crush.
All right, well, let's see how you do on this one, then. Rivers Cuomo is a graduate of Harvard University. So or ain't so? Not correct is the answer we were looking for. He actually has graduated from Harvard. He's your nerd crush, but you didn't know that about him.
Damn.
I thought that was the easiest question ever.
That's what I thought, too. My only confusion was I know that he kept leaving school and then going back and leaving and going back, so I thought maybe there's a chance he didn't graduate, but Dave did the research and said that he actually has graduated, so that one was, in fact, so.
All right. Laura in Irvine. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Lisa
May. Hi, Laura.
All right, Laura. So or not so? Weezer once played a series of shows under the name Goat Punishment.
I'm going to go with so.
Yes.
So is
Believe
correct.
It or not. They came back in the year 2000 after a brief hiatus and played under the name of Goat Punishment, including some shows here at the Knitting Factory. Congratulations. You are in the drawing. I think we have time for just one more.
All right. Tawny Lynn in Long Beach.
Hey, Kevin Bean. This is Tawny Lynn.
Hi, Tony Lynn.
Good morning.
All right, listen up. Here's your question. So or not so? The video for the song Keep Fishin' features the characters from South Park in it.
That is Ain't So.
Ain't So is correct.
That's right.
They were the Muppets, actually. The Muppets who were in the Keep Fishin' video. Well done. Well played.
All right, you hold on. Lisa, you going to do the drawing for
us,
please?
I have to mix them up a little.
All right.
By the way, I don't know if they were just lucky or taking advantage of the 50-50 format, but a lot of Weezer fans knew a lot of stuff about Weezer right there. That was pretty impressive.
Except for Harvard.
Okay, the winner is Antonio in Van Nuys.
All right, congratulations, Antonio. You're our winner.
Oh, that is so awesome.
You got tickets to see Weezer, Angels and Airwaves, October 14th at the Forum, and you are coming to our breakfast, Wake Up with Weezer.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for playing the game.
Green Day is one of the bands that we have been lucky enough to do a breakfast with here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think we've done two with the Green Day.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Now that I think about it. The latest is Weezer just announced this morning, and we have more chances for you to win, not just on the Kevin and Bean Show, but this one you're going to have a chance to win round the clock here on K-Rock. So keep listening for Forum tickets for October with Angels and Airwaves opening. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. And, of course, you also get to be there to wake up with Weezer, and another chance to win coming up very soon here on K-Rock.
We have interns here at K-Rock, and we can't say Jasmine's nickname on the air, can we?
Nope. No.
We can. Yeah. That's too bad.
It's one of our better ones.
Jasmine, good morning.
Morning.
Where do you go to school?
SMC. Yeah, I'm sorry.
SMC?
What's that? Southern Methodist something?
Santa Monica College.
Bean.
Whatever.
Highest rate of transfers.
Yeah, we run the commercials.
Santa Monica!
How do you like interning on the Kevin and Bean Show so
far? I love
far?
It. It's cool.
Really? Not disappointing in any way?
No.
All right.
It doesn't seem like you get to do much except get tea for Mike. I mean, what is it you're learning here?
I don't know. I guess I'd like to do a little more, but
hey, intern,
it's cool
I need
so far.
Tea.
That's what he says. Pretty
coffee.
Much
Mike drinks coffee.
Coffee.
We were having a conversation off the air with the beautiful Jasmine a little while ago, and something came up that we thought was very funny and worth bringing on the air because, let's face it, like, it's not hard enough to hook up with somebody. Like, it's not hard enough to date. Now you've got women who are so picky that they drop you if you look at them wrong. What's going on with you, Jazz?
I'm dating right now, and I broke up with someone because he snored too loud.
I got to tell you, I got Jasmine's back on this one. If someone snored too loud and I couldn't sleep, I'm out.
Yes.
I mean, especially, really, it seems small, I know.
If you really, I mean, I have to assume that when it's these small things, it's not someone you really, really like. Because if it was someone you really liked, you might try to work on it in some way.
Well, that's what Alex said, and I guess I didn't like him, but I think the snoring thing made me just leave. Just because I
was
have to be here.
Was it super, super, super loud and you couldn't?
It was loud and it was like this amplified pig-like snort. Like, it was just disgusting. It was disgusting. Yeah.
Okay. I see you.
But you liked him enough to be sleeping with him, not just banging.
He was attractive.
No, but I'm saying you weren't just banging. You were actually spending the night with, so you liked him that well.
Yeah,
but
not only a couple nights.
Yeah,
she didn't like
and
him
then,
that well.
And then I found out about the snoring. I was out.
Snorting?
Not even snoring.
Snorting.
Kind of both.
Snorting.
Okay. All right.
And it's not the kind of deal that would have been worth, like Lisa said, working on it, like maybe looking into those little breathe right strips or something like that, maybe?
I didn't stay long enough to figure that out, so I don't know, but I don't think so.
Wow.
He's tough someone room. Else's problem now.
and how did he, is that the reason you gave him when you let him go?
She
no.
didn't fire him.
No, but when you told him, I don't want to see you anymore,
didn't
you didn't say it was because of
the snoring. He asked why, and I don't know why guys do that, but he asked why I wasn't attracted to him.
You don't know why they do that?
No, why do they do that? Why
would
I
want to know?
With you, you don't want to know why?
No. Why would I care?
But maybe I'll it's something you do that you could not do anymore. Not for him, but for the future.
No, I don't care.
Jasmine, nice. if you came into work today and we said, hey, we're going to fire you, bye, you wouldn't ask why?
No, but that's work. That's
no,
different.
She'd be happy.
That's different.
That's different because it's work. This is a relationship.
But if a guy broke up, this is fascinating to me. If a guy broke up with you, kicked
him.
You to the curb, and you'd had a relationship, you wouldn't even be curious as to what happened?
I feel like she hasn't cared about a guy yet.
I have. Maybe one.
Maybe.
What?
Wouldn't you want to know the answer to that question? If somebody broke up with you.
I don't.
See, she breaks up with them before they can break up with her.
Yeah.
I'm starting to sense I'm going to get broken up with.
I've never been broken up with yet, so I don't know.
Well, I hope that happens to you, and I hope it happens soon. So he said, tell me why, and you said what? Did you lie?
I had to go into everything that was wrong with him. Like,
why? Why?
Not just the snort, because he wouldn't take...
Right.
Oh, he didn't believe snoring?
Answer, yeah. What so I went into everything. Like, that he's immature, that, I don't know, he gets angry, he's jealous, and
tiny. And did you ever say, and you snore?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good. You told him.
To keep me up all night, yeah.
Is this the guy that would bring you to here at 5 o'clock in the morning?
One of them.
Is it? Oh, my God.
Does he still lost your carpool ride?
Does he still give you a ride after you broke up with him?
No.
All right, listen. Show up at 4:30.
A different guy took that responsibility.
You don't have a car?
Not right now. Well, I have a car, but it's the brakes are not working.
So you have to find a new guy each night before you work that can give you a ride here.
Well, the same guy's been taking me, so.
All right.
Doc.
I'm sticking with
it. Is it Doc?
How many guys were you dating at one time, Jez?
Four. Not three.
Dude, good for you.
Jez,
four,
a goer.
Not three.
Are you going to add a fourth?
It's going to get down to two.
Wow.
Really?
It's a bold move.
Because he what?
Now, wait a minute. Is one of the two one of the guys that brings you to here at 5 o'clock in the morning?
No.
All right.
No.
So, he slurps his straw too loud when he drinks a milkshake, so I've got to let him go. I've got to fire him.
He blinks too often.
I don't know. I just like it. I either really get attached to someone quickly, or I don't at all. It's just one or the other.
Right. But did you get attached to the snorer at one point?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
So that was easy to kick him away.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Kevin and Lisa, you guys both think that snoring isn't acceptable. That's not too small a deal breaker. You guys both are understanding that?
I am not a very mature person when it comes to my sleep. I need my sleep.
Well, no, I think if you really like someone, it would at least be something you would try to work out.
Right, of
and
course.
If you okay. couldn't, then, separate rooms or whatever. But yeah, that wouldn't work. At some point, you've got to be able to sleep.
But it also is one of those things that if you really like somebody, you would try to figure it out first.
Yeah.
And that's why we do this topic from time to time. We get a lot of calls from people on the smallest things you broke up with somebody over.
Yeah.
The most insignificant little things that most people listen to and go, why would you break up with somebody for that?
And we are going to invite those calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. And the snoring that we're talking about was a guy that you didn't really care that much about. He was just hot. I mean, if it had been George Clooney, believe me, you wouldn't care that he snored.
Or you'd
because the rest of it would have been worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
Bean loves George Clooney. Bean really is a George Clooney fan.
I throw him out there as an example of what I think is the ultimate for a lot of women. That's why I choose that as an example. And a few men, too, by the way.
Are you a whore?
No.
All right, I'm just asking. No. I think that's an important part of the conversation.
1-800-520-1067. What's the smallest deal breaker you've been broken up with over or you've broken up with somebody? Here's an email from somebody who doesn't want a name read on the air. Uh-oh. I just broke up with a guy because he cried that he was so happy we were together. It was horrible.
Well, okay.
He cried that he was so happy they were together.
That's not insignificant. That's pretty big.
That's a big red flag. Some things that seem small are red flags for a much bigger problem down the road.
Yeah, maybe so. So maybe she or he did the right thing. I don't want to give anything away. But what's the deal breaker that you want to tell us about? Either you were the victim or you were the one who pointed it out and broke up with somebody over it. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls when we come back on K-Rock. We had our intern Jasmine in from Santa Monica College a moment ago telling us that she had to break up with a guy recently. Among other reasons, but the tipping point for her was that he just snored too much. And that was it. That was a deal breaker for her. And he got us started on the old conversation about the smallest thing you ever broke up with somebody for. And I can't believe some of the calls and emails that are coming in. It's a miracle that anybody stays together if you're going to be this picky. Jessica writes in, I just broke up with a guy because his head was too small.
His head was too small?
His head was too small.
Which one?
Well, she's making it sound like, you know, the big one. Morning Party People says, Suzanne, I broke up with a guy because he had a slightly crooked nose. It was all I could focus on.
Slightly crooked nose.
I mean, yeah. Listen to this. One more, then we'll go to your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Marty writes in, I once had to break up with a girl because she would say, that's so funny, instead of actually laughing. Drove me crazy. A few weeks after the breakup, I saw the exact same scenario play out on the TV show Scrubs with Mandy Moore as the girl. Now, normally, I could never understand how someone could dump Mandy Moore, but goddamn was it annoying.
Wow.
People who won't laugh, that is annoying. You go to a movie and then afterward they say that was really funny and they never laughed.
Well, how's that annoying? That's just the way they are.
It's not much fun for the people sitting with them.
It's damaged.
You can't laugh out loud. Then you're a bad person.
I agree.
You have something.
I don't think that's true. We had a producer for a long time that would just say, "That's funny. That's so funny," but she wouldn't laugh. But she was.
If you can't laugh out, if you can't release a good belly laugh, then you're mentally damaged.
It feels so good when you can do that, and to do it with somebody else is really wonderful.
They're guarding something.
Mm. Yeah.
I broke up with a girl once because she had baby teeth.
Baby teeth.
Yeah.
Her teeth were too small.
Way too small.
Isn't that good in certain ways?
Well, she had plenty of gum, just not enough teeth to really fill out the gum. It just looked weird.
That's
just like,
weird.
Had, like she never lost her baby teeth. She grew up and her head, her rest of her got adult and the teeth stayed baby. And I couldn't deal with it. Every time she smiled, I just wanted to run for the door.
Did you tell her that her teeth were too small?
No. What did she do about
that? I'm just saying, some people insist.
Get all your teeth removed and put dentures in. What am I going to say to her?
Then come back and say
no, it's not you, it's me. Well, Ashley Bagley, it's your baby teeth.
Let's start with Gina on line 6 in Upland. Again, great calls. Looking forward to hearing these stories. I can't believe they're all true. But Gina, you kick us off here. 1-800-520-1067. You broke up with a dude. Why?
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning.
I broke up with him because he could sing higher than I could.
He had a high singing voice.
Yes.
What was his speaking voice?
He actually spoke really normal. We were out karaokeing one night, and for some reason, he's got a little bit too drunk and sang Summer Nights, but he sang the girl part.
But how is that a deal breaker? Like, how often is that ever going to come up where it's going to be a problem?
I mean, you know what? I never actually got to the point of getting intimate with him, but I just had visions of, like, you know.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
But yeah, exactly.
Oh, God! Oh, that feels so good!
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe she did the right thing.
It's a little femmy when a guy sings high.
I wrote a screenplay.
Thank you, Gina.
Let's try Shannon and Brea on line 7, talking about tiny deal breakers or tiny teeth in Ralph's case. Yeah. Shannon, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I broke up with a guy once because he said the word like too much. He would like say it probably 10 times within a sentence. Like he would say, I gotta like go to the like store to buy some like beer or something like that, and it was so annoying and I couldn't stand it.
That would drive me nuts.
That's legitimate.
Yeah.
But don't
it
you
is.
Think
yes.
A lot of people
I know,
do that one though, that particular
beer, but
that's horrible. Especially if it's that repetitive, because everyone, you know.
Sure, we all
like,
fill in that
occasionally
way.
Throws one in, but when it's repetitive like that, it can make you crazy.
Exactly. No, you did the right thing, Shannon. You really did.
We support you.
All right.
Give you a stamp of approval.
Let's go to Corey in Venice. Good morning, Corey. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning again, guys.
Hi, Corey.
Smallest deal breakers.
Audis. Not the car.
Not the Audi 500?
No, like. Belly button.
Oh my
belly
God. Button? Are you
that
kidding?
That is the most disgusting thing in the world.
Yeah, Bean.
You know, millions of people have an Audi, though.
And millions of people will get kicked out of my bed as soon as that shirt comes up.
Wow.
Okay,
that
let me ask you this, dude.
Bizarre.
Let's do a quick hypothetical. Megan Fox from the Transformers. You meet her, you woo her, you bed her, then you see she has an Audi. Is that a deal breaker for you, really?
Dude, I'm afraid that thing's going to like pop out and like hit me in the eye or something.
Wow.
I just have a guess here. I just have a guess here, but I'm going.
Oh, good night, Irene.
What's wrong with you?
That's a deal breaker right there.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah, we can't use
that.
She's
got one of those. Let's try Judy in North Hollywood on line 3. This one, I think it could be the very definition of a tiny, tiny, tiny deal breaker. Judy, go ahead.
Not that tiny. Judy?
His watch band was too long.
What?
He would roll down the window, and his watch band, the little extra piece that he refused to put in that little extra band, would like flap in the wind as he drove, and it just drove me crazy.
Watch band was too long. You're a rough crowd.
I've never heard of that.
You are a tough audience.
Why did he not want to tuck it in?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
We had a conversation once, and I just didn't want to tell him. He couldn't read my mind, and he wouldn't just do it, and it just drove me crazy.
Okay, is that an excuse that you made up to
yes.
not face all the real reasons why you didn't want to date him, or was that really it, and otherwise he was fine?
No, he was a little egocentric, but that's not a big deal. You can find a way to kind of talk someone down.
Sure.
So they won't be so egocentric, but it was just that watch band. And I don't know if maybe his, looking back, I don't know if it was his wrist was too thin. Maybe that's why that was all that extra watch band.
Wow.
I don't
you know what they say, big watch band.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Tiny wrist.
Crazy.
All right. Thank you, Judy.
Wow. I think we'll all be keeping that one in mind next time we're out shopping for a watch, man. Look out.
That's the very definition of a tiny thing to break up over.
Do we have time for Steve in L.A.? I'd love to close with him if it's as good as I think it might be.
Yes. Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry, I got the wrong line. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good.
So I had to break up with a girl because I don't think she was able to separate her love for animals for her love for me. Uh-oh. When we would be, it's not quite that bad, but when we were in public and I'd say something funny, she kind of slapped me on the shoulder and then kind of rubbed me from my shoulder down to my elbow. And I was like, this is an odd way to greet somebody or say something's funny. And then she takes me out to her ranch where she owns some horses. And she pulls her horse out of the stable, and she slaps the thing on the shoulder, and then she's kind of rubbing it up and down.
I don't think that's what he's suggesting at all, Kevin.
So she would pet you like a horse.
And I'm thinking to myself that she pets me like a horse. I can't be with this woman.
That's really bizarre.
It was bizarre, right?
Well, I guess.
Because every
did
time
she ever say, thought, here, Steve, or anything like that?
Oh, there was nothing like that. It was just kind of a quiet thing. Yeah. There might have been one of those little clicks that you just made.
Yeah, sure. Say giddy up in bed.
Giddy up.
Come on.
Giddy up.
I wish.
All right. Thank you for the call. Wow, that's a strange one. Let's take one more. Lauren in Duarte. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What'd you break up with the guy over?
I broke up with him because of the way he ate.
The way he ate.
I bet that comes up a lot.
Yes.
He just hovered over his food, and he looked like my dog eating out of his bowl.
Oh.
No manners.
Not necessarily no manners.
And he ate dog food.
No, not dog food. No, he was never going to eat again.
He was just shoveling it down.
Yeah, he would never look at me when we would eat, and he ate a lot. He loved eating because he's Filipino and they have big appetites.
Yeah.
But all right, Lauren, let me ask you a question, and it's based on a Psycho Mike story. Did you at one point go to a restaurant with him, maybe first date, and say, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back, and then leave because he ate too much?
No.
That's what Psycho Mike
did. Oh, that was just Mike. Yeah.
Mike went out on a date with a supermodel, right?
She was everything a woman you'd want from her. She was nice, she was easy to get along with, and she was scorching hot. But she ate like a barbarian.
That was a deal breaker for you?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin's not exaggerating. I didn't go home. I was in Pasadena at the time on the date and got up. I said I had to go to the bathroom and walked to a different bar where my friends were and just never went back there. And I was like, you guys won't believe this. I had to leave her. She was disgusting.
Did you ever talk to her again about it?
Yeah, I worked with her.
You're an idiot, man.
How do you walk out in the middle of the date with someone you work with?
She's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, you know what? I wasn't feeling well or anything. And I let her believe that I was just a dick and that was it.
Oh, you're such a giver.
Behind closed doors, I was telling everybody, I was like, you should see this girl eat.
But usually a hearty appetite means passionate in other areas,
and
it
wasn't the appetite, Ralph. It was that she held her fork like Conan. And she chewed with her mouth open and she would talk to me. She had big mouthfuls.
But you knew you were going to... But you knew you were going to see her at work.
I know. I didn't know what to do. I was young. I acted poorly. I reacted poorly. But
did she scrape her teeth against her fork? Because that was a deal breaker for me once. I hate the fork scrapers.
What are you talking about? Scrape
when
your
someone
teeth
takes a fork full of food, they put it in their mouth. You're supposed to pull the food off the fork with your lips,
right?
Right.
Some people
right.
will take their teeth and scrape it off with their teeth, and you actually can hear the teeth against metal sound.
Yeah, that's timeout right there.
That was a deal breaker for me.
That seems like a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's bad.
All right, stop doing that stuff.
If you're suffering from hair loss, the solution is hair transplants. Visit SwordMedical.com and experience what sets Dr. Sword apart. Learn more at SwordMedical.com. That's SwordMedical.com.
You know, Lisa May, this is Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene.
I'm Dr. Meat Sword. Let's show you what sets me apart.
Come on. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
8:57, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the showbiz news, let me give out some more tickets to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of The Rocker, the new movie starring Rainn Wilson from The Office. It's in theaters Wednesday, August 20th. However, you get to see it before anybody else does at the special K-Rock screening if you can answer the following trivia question.
All right.
Rainn Wilson, we love him. We've had him here in the show a couple times. Very funny, talented guy. This movie looks very funny.
He's a fan.
No,
stop it.
What is Rain's middle name? Middle name. Rain Drop Wilson. That would be good, but it's not his middle name. If you know his middle name, call now. 1-800-520-1067. If you're the first one through with the correct answer, you win the tickets. It's just that simple. It's Tuesday. New DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Woof.
Not much?
Woof.
Yeah.
Here are your choices for new CDs. You can the A Little Bit Longer by the Jonas Brothers.
Bean has that, I'm sure, already.
I guess because Ben's the boys are getting older, it's a little bit longer now.
Yeah. I don't think that's...
So they named their CD a little bit longer.
I'm sure that's not...
I know that they have millions of fans and are unbelievably popular. I've never heard a song by them that is good, though.
Horrible.
Have you?
Horrible.
They're not
horrible.
Good at all, right?
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I mean, there are boy bands and there are young bands that do have some songs that you go, well, they're, you know, they were written by professional songwriters, they've got top-notch producers, and they turn out something that's palatable. Their songs all suck.
Horrible.
What are you saying, Ralph?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got an email from a listener, by the way, said I'm no longer allowed to use that word. I use it too much.
Horrible?
Yeah.
All right.
And I have to pronounce it the way you do. Because I say horrible.
Yeah, you do.
And they say you have to say horrible.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that person...
You have to?
I have to.
Is that person going to break up with you over that?
I mean, it's a deal breaker. He's going to leave the relationship if I don't stop saying horrible. And I looked it up. It's correct either way. You can pronounce it either way.
Sure.
You can say horror or horror. You can say either one.
Yeah, I don't have any trouble with either pronunciation.
And if Bean doesn't, have
no
trouble with
kidding.
It, that means no one should have any trouble
he
with it.
He hasn't written you a letter
if
about
I haven't
it.
Received a strongly worded letter regarding my use of the word horrible. It shouldn't be an issue.
I did write a strongly worded letter to the radio station this week, by the way.
Oh, we know. We know all aware. About it.
Well, there's a difference
and
between
and we will talk about it tomorrow.
We're going to set aside some time tomorrow how for your horrible email that you sent that the entire staff of that station should come and beat you.
That's
well,
true.
Then maybe they should think about it and get their terms straight before they attempt to do the weather on the radio then.
They should hit Bean right in the head.
The other CD available today, Greatest Hits by New Kids on the Block.
Yeah!
So you got the Jonas Brothers and the New Kids on the Block all in the same week. Is that sweet or what?
What else
it's
is
the K-Rock world right now, man.
That's
I'll tell you that.
That's all we got.
That's
got
it?
An answer to my trivia question?
We do. We have Jamie in Orange. Good morning.
Hi, Jamie. What is Rain Wilson's middle name?
It is Dietrich.
Dietrich is his middle name. Rain yes. Dietrich Wilson. Why did his parents hate him so much? We don't know. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to the K-Rock advanced screening of The Rocker.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Go.
Thank you.
Rain Dietrich. Dietrich, yeah. By the way. Not a name you hear a lot of anymore.
No.
But you got Dietrich Bader, who was on the Drew Carey Show. Mm-hmm. Now, Rain Dietrich Wilson. A lot of Dietrichs flying around. New DVDs in stores today. Smart People. Dennis Quaid, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Thomas Hayden Church. And that Juno chick.
Yeah. Juno?
Nice. Her.
It's a new DVD that was in movie theaters for about 8 minutes. You can get it on DVD now. Felon, starring Stephen Dorff and Val Kilmer. That's straight to DVD, by the way. So you didn't miss it when it was in theaters. It never got there.
Felon?
Val Kilmer, by the way, one of the biggest movie stars on the planet. Now making straight-to-DVD releases.
And still good in
struggling.
The movies that I've seen him in recently.
Yeah,
he's
great
still
actor.
A terrific actor.
Great actor. Don't understand it. The American Mall got me there.
It's an MTV thing.
Bra Boys, that surfer Australian surfing movie.
That was really good. Mm-hmm.
That's available on DVD today.
Yeah.
And Ninja Cheerleaders, also available.
Not as good.
Starring George Takei.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. As a ninja cheerleader?
I don't know what he's doing.
Now I'm in.
I have no idea why he'd be in a ninja cheerleader movie, but...
I think I need to look that up.
Maybe as the cheerleader coach? I don't know. TV on DVD today, The Wire, complete fifth season, Prison Break season 3, and South Park, the 11th season, all available for your purchase. So there's your update. Your update.
Love The Wire. Worthwhile. That's exciting news.
Wire's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's all of The Wire now out on DVD, right? So it'd be safe to start watching it now.
Yes. Yes, I believe so. Isn't that John McCain's favorite show, The Wire?
That's what I understand.
Well,
I read that in an interview.
Shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes cops and robbers.
And Dexter, too. Apparently he's a big Dexter fan, John McCain.
Because he's a serial killer. That's why.
That's a great show.
Madonna and Alex Rodriguez. This story just won't go away.
Is it happening or is it not happening?
I don't know. I know. Something's up.
I don't really care, so I haven't been following it closely.
Between these two. They may not be lovers, but according to the New York Daily News, she asked Alex for a $1 million donation to her charity, Raising Malawi.
Interesting.
And it's a charitable foundation, obviously, for the aid of orphans in Malawi in Africa. She asked him for $1 million. He's only ponying up $500,000.
Asshole.
Now, these are just the orphans that she didn't bring out of the country and bring to England, right?
Yeah,
these are the ones she left behind.
These are the leftovers.
Okay.
This is for those kids. She asked him, would you donate $1 million? He said, I'll give you $500,000. So I'm guessing they're not banging. Because if they were banging and she asked you for $1 million, you got to give her $1 million if you're banging her.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
else run the risk of not getting any more bangage.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Ralph.
Oh, God.
What happened to Madonna's face?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
That picture of her, did you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Shocking.
It looks like it collapsed.
Great. Googly moogly.
Everybody can take a bad picture, though. Has there been more than just that one? Or?
Yes.
There have been.
The problem is that her body fat is like at 3% now, and she's just sinewy muscle now is all that's left.
It's not good for your face when you have zero body fat.
She just gristles.
Yeah.
Especially as you get older, especially as a woman and you get older, you get that drawn, haggard look, and it's just because there's no
skeletal.
There's no fat filling out your skin underneath on your face.
It's not sexy.
Best thing she could do is gain 15 pounds. Yeah. That would make her look so much better.
But I think she's got one of those disorders.
I think you're right.
Eating disorder?
She can't stop exercising. Like, well,
you know the name.
Dieting.
Body
dysmorphia.
Body dysmorphia. That's it, yeah. Where you just cannot, you keep looking in the mirror and you're never happy and you keep working out and you keep dieting. I think she's got some damage.
What happened to Madonna's face?
So Rodriguez would snap her like a like a baseball bat.
That's true.
He uses her as a warm up bat.
I think he does. Yeah. A little pepper. Jake Gyllenhaal had some bad jobs before he became a movie star.
Interrupt.
What?
What was that, huh?
Just Mike being bad. Keep going.
Were we supposed to hear that?
Nope. Not at all.
Jake Gyllenhaal had some bad jobs on his way to becoming a movie star. He tells the New York Post that he once worked as a lifeguard on Martha's Vineyard, the island, as a teenager.
That doesn't seem bad.
No, until one of his victims got stung by a jellyfish, and he was forced to pee on his leg.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a guy.
He had to pee on a dude's leg because of a jellyfish sting.
Wow.
That's not good. That's awkward.
And that's the common cure for that kind of pain on a beach, right?
Apparently, it happens fairly frequently. Something about the acid in urine that does take the sting away from a jellyfish sting.
Some lifeguards carry like a spray bottle of ammonia.
Oh.
Kind of does the same thing.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
The guy came out of the ocean and said,
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
Yeah, it would be better from the bottle than straight from the tap, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That would be a better way to go. And has Blake Lively gotten a boob job?
Oh, I hope so.
No, sorry. Oh. Everyone was buzzing about it because at the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2 premiere, her twins looked quite buoyant.
Maybe that's just the effect of the magic pants.
Oh, maybe she's part of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Bra, too. Just put that on and your boobs magically grow.
No, when you put the pants on, you have bigger boobs, then you have to take them off and give them to your friend. They go back down smaller. Pants.
Well, in America Ferrera's case, looks like give you a bigger ass, too, when you put the pants on. Jiminy Cricket. No, her people say she was just wearing boob boosters. Apparently, there's these things called chicken cutlets. I guess they're like rubber sort of falsy deals.
They're almost, the ones I've seen are almost like implants. They feel like implants.
You put them under the boob, right? Yeah. And that lifts your girls up and gives them a little lift. Mm-hmm. So that's what she was rocking.
That's false advertising right
there.
It
really is. I don't like that. Boob or not boob? One or the other.
But it looks good. You enjoy looking at the photos.
Until you take the bra off and all of a sudden, you got flesh in your hands because you know what it is. Me and Blake.
You and Blake.
Drive her like a cheap rent-a-car.
Hey, does Penn Badgley have a comment about his girlfriend, Blake Lively?
I don't think so. I just wanted to say Penn Badgley.
I love that Penn Badgley and Blake Lively are together. It makes me happy.
And we know who is going to be performing at halftime of the Super Bowl this year. The New York Post reports that the boss, Bruce Springsteen, will provide the entertainment at Super Bowl 43.
That's pretty good booking right there.
That is a pretty good booking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to complain.
Well, it's sure better than a lot of that they've had recently.
I don't know. I'd like to see Paul McCartney come back and sing about freedom some more.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm only going to be sad that they get, what, like 18 minutes or something like that is all they get, which is not enough time for Bruce Springsteen.
Springsteen has never played 18 minutes in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's two songs for Bruce. Give him an hour. Come on.
Usually does a three-hour show. Maybe he'll just keep playing. They'll have to drag him off the field.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Some linebacker has to just blindside him, just hit him really hard.
Kevin, where is the Super Bowl next year?
I think it's Tampa.
It is Tampa. Yeah.
Okay.
Tampa, Florida. That means Kevin will be going. We always decide whether Kevin's going or not depending on what kind of party town it's in.
That's true. Yeah. He wasn't lined up for Detroit, was he?
Did not. Did not take the private jet to Detroit.
Detroit's not really a party city.
It is. If
in February.
It is if the Pistons win. There's all kinds of car throwing going on and all kinds of good stuff that happens then.
Yeah.
But today's celebrity birthdays. Ben Affleck's brother, Casey Affleck, celebrates his 33rd birthday. Michael Ian Black
very funny and talented comedian, is 37. Remember that show Ed about the guy who owned the bowling alley?
Loved
yeah,
sure.
He was so
we learned him.
He was so good on. That's where we learned him. That's right.
That's where we learned him.
Most of us came to know who he was on the Ed TV show, I think.
He is 37. Peter Krause from 6 Feet Under and Dirty Sexy Money is 43. And Sir Mix-a-Lot turns 45 years old today. I don't think we have time for Baby Got Back.
No, sorry.
Sorry about that. Next year. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Look, I know we're going to the listener phone calls in just a second, but our old friend Cyrus is on the line, Kevin. I don't know what he's calling us for. We don't hear from him very often. Cyrus Griffin, good morning. Welcome back.
Now, yeah, look. Now what? You're taking what? My phone call. I've been calling all morning. And your white producer says, no, you can't go on the air.
Well, I don't think that sounds right. I mean, we've always talked to you when we can, Cyrus.
Yeah. What, today you can't talk to me. I got something important to say, and now you can't talk to me.
We're talking to you now.
Okay, look. Now is not before, okay? Now is now.
What can we do for you, Mr. Griffin?
Why are you killing all the black entertainers, white devil?
What?
What? Look, are you deaf, white woman? You have a hard time hearing me? Oh, when the truth is being spoken, suddenly white ears become deaf.
Who's being killed?
All the black entertainers are systematically being eliminated from our society.
Are you calling because Bernie Mac died over the weekend?
Oh, not just Bernie Mac. Look. You ever heard of a man named Isaac Hayes?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Jeff from South Park. He died, too, but
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, oh, they found him. Ooh, they found him lying next to his treadmill.
That's what they said.
How mysterious is that? Wonder how that happened.
Well, the guy...
Brother's working out. Brother's staying in good shape. White man come, inject him with something, kill him.
What are you talking about?
He was 65 years old. I mean, it's not like he dropped dead at 30 or anything like
Let me ask you something. How old's John White-Ass McCain? 71 mother effing years old.
Right?
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Right, but...
So apparently 65 is not the cutoff. Oh, so it's only the cutoff for black man.
Well, no, there's
not... Black man gotta die at 65.
There's no cutoff.
Oh, apparently there is.
Nobody's saying that. And Bernie Mac was the only 50, but he had But he had a lot of long-time health problems that contributed to...
Where did those come from?
He was born with them. It was congenital.
Oh, was he? Was he born with it? Or did white man give it to him?
Look, nobody's trying
to
kill...
Look. Listen up. You listen up.
All right.
Look.
All right.
This has been going on for years. And now that there is a black man running for president, suddenly all the black celebrities who could give their endorsements and sway the election are systematically being removed from the American society.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. Oh, it's a fact. I didn't know it was a fact.
Look how many black entertainers have been passed away.
Well, you got Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes.
Sammy Davis Jr.
He died like
10 years ago, though.
That's when it began. That's when it all started. I've tracked it back to Sammy. But you got James Brown, Arthur Ashe, Richard Pryor, Aaliyah, Tupac, Biggie. The list goes on and on and on.
But all people die, whether they're black or white or any other color, Cyrus.
But black people are dying suspiciously.
Well, that Tupac thing was pretty suspicious. You are right about that one.
Aaliyah, they shot her plane down.
I don't think there's any evidence.
James Brown's body couldn't be found for 2 years.
That's because his family was fighting over it.
Or was a white man hiding it?
Why would he do that?
What's the point?
We wouldn't find out the truth, how the godfather of soul had been taken away from us.
And how was that exactly?
We don't know.
Oh,
because we never found the body.
I got you.
Okay. All right. Look, I think it's crazy time at the Cyrus Griffin house.
Big black entertainers are being systematically eliminated.
But it's just a coincidence.
Nell Carter.
She was
dead. Why kill
Nell
her,
Carter
though?
Carter dead.
Right. She's dead, but lots of white people are dead, too.
Give me a break. Give me a mother effing break. Give the black man a break. Almost the entire cast of What's Happening is dead.
Well, that was an old show.
Shirley Hemphill, who plays Shirley on What's Happening, dead. 50 years old. They said kidney failure. 2 weeks before her body was discovered. 2 mother-effing weeks.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Look, Fred Rerun Berry, who played Fred Rerun Stubbs on What's Happening,
right?
Dead. 52 years old.
Okay.
Mabel King, mama from What's Happening.
Okay.
Dead, lost both of her legs and an arm from diabetes. They took her apart limb by limb.
But she had diabetes.
White man took her apart.
It sounds like she had diabetes, though.
White man
All right, listen, Cyrus.
Kenny
don't take
Wilson,
this...
who played the guy who asked Rerun to bootleg the Doobie Brothers concert.
I didn't know that.
Remember is the episode dead? Where Rerun had to copy the Doobie Brothers concert?
No.
No.
Everyone remembers that episode.
All right.
He's dead.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's very
Kevin
sad. Listen.
Peter Hall, who played Harry in Harry and the Hendersons.
Okay.
Dead.
Listen, we got to go.
Clay Smith, founder of Kool & the Gang. Celebrate, I'm dead. Come on. Dead.
All right, listen,
Edward
Cyrus.
Patton, one of the original mother effing Pips. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Well, I don't know.
They're attacking the Pips now.
They don't live forever,
look,
Cyrus.
Look,
I can't.
Look. It's not about living forever. It's about dying forever. Black man been dying forever.
All right. Listen.
Okay, we got to go. Thank you for your time, though. Thanks for the.
Oh, shut the man. Shut the black man up now. Too much truth going out on the airwaves.
That's it. That's what's going on.
Can't handle the truth going out on the airwaves. Play another Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
Okay, we will.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
One of the best prizes all summer long for you at 1-800-520-1.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. What? Dude.
What's wrong?
Fix your microphone.
Something happened.
What's wrong?
Hello?
You just got funky.
Hello?
Ow!
Better? Yeah, I'm sorry. You told me to fix it.
There it is.
That's better.
Pair of tickets to K-Rock's end of summer show at Six Flags Magic Mountain with Katy Perry and the Airborne Toxic event. That's going to be coming up this Saturday, August 16th. That's what you get for being on the air for Kevin Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's go to Angel in Venice. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning. How'd it do?
How'd it do?
How'd
he do?
What it do? Yeah, scientists invented an invisible cloak.
What?
Yeah, we're getting very close to real life Harry Potter here.
Yeah, it bends light around so far they're doing like little objects, but they're trying to, invent like one that will do big objects.
Sure, well said. Yeah. I hope they do. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Invisibility cloak, I guess what you call it.
Invisibility cloak.
Where did they invent it?
UC Berkeley.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's invisible, man. I can't believe anything they say. They're all
somebody help check
up
that?
There.
Ralph should get one.
I'd love an invisibility cloak.
Of course.
Me?
We all would. Who wouldn't want that?
Hippies. I mean, period. Hippies. Been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it until I die. Hippies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I just made an invisibility cloak. That's
sure
cool.
He did. Let's talk to Mike in East L.A. He's on line 2 this morning on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephews?
What's going on?
What'd it do, Mike?
Hey, I was talking about the Pineapple Express. I mean, it's good and all, but it's a little wordy for me.
Too many words in it for you?
It's a little wordy.
Wow. Like, all right, there was a couple of scenes in there. It just was nothing but just straight talking. I was like, all right,
wow.
It's cool and all. I mean, I was pretty high at the time, but I was sober at the end of the movie.
Too much talking in your action movie is what your complaint is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right. I understand. Sure, I'm with you.
Okay, thank you.
There's a theater on Fairfax in Hollywood that plays silent movies. You should go there. You'd like those. Nobody talks in those movies.
All right, let's go to Alfonso, who is calling from Diamond Bar. Good morning, Alfonso.
Hey, what did you do, Kevin and Bean? What's up, Lisa May?
What's up, Alfonso?
Hey, so I was just calling because I read in a Maxim magazine that the average American only sleeps with 6 people in their whole life.
In their whole life?
In the first month after they turn 17, you mean?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The average ugly American, maybe.
6 seems awfully low.
Is that men and women?
Yeah, men and women.
Well, maybe girls throw off the bell
average,
curve.
Because you have your high numbers, and then you have your guys with real low numbers. So on average, 6.
6.
I don't know. That doesn't seem possible.
There's a lot of religious middle America, too.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alfonso.
But it seems like there are fewer people, Lisa, that you're describing who may have 1 or 2 their whole lives than there are what I would consider average people who would be, more into double digits,
I would think.
I'm surprised to see it average out that low. That really does surprise me, that number.
This is the only time I've ever been this far above average in my life in anything.
Let's go to Robert in Burbank. Hi, Robert.
Hey, are you there?
Yep.
All right, Armenian comedian sighting yesterday.
Yes.
We're planting trees near his house, and he comes out at 10:30 in the morning in a bathrobe to tell us about his photo shoot last week. And then his wife proceeds to bring out the laptop and show it to us, and they just lemonade.
Okay, wait a minute.
Lemonade.
Were you working on their property?
Next door.
So they just saw some worker out in the front and said, I got to tell him about my photo shoot?
You got it.
Nice.
Nice. And they made us lemonade.
They're very friendly people.
They're great. And the funny thing about it is, I live a couple of blocks from him.
Oh, good news. You can go over good and visit every night.
Hang out with him.
You're so lucky.
Sure.
Sam's doing door-to-door publicity now for his photo shoot.
I heard from former producer Lightning, now in charge of content at KROQ.com, who says that he's putting the finishing touches on the Sam photo shoot video. It should be up at KROQ.com by the end of the week, so we should all get to enjoy the excitement of Sam and his models.
All right, let's go to Garrett in Upland. Good morning, Garrett. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Garrett?
I think this is KJ.
KJ?
All right, no one's there.
Anyone?
Oh, you are there. Okay.
Oh, what a dude, that's you.
Hi, KJ,
Hi.
What's going on?
What a dude, baby boo.
What
is it? Have you guys seen the Olympic picture of the Spanish basketball team?
No.
No.
Well, what it is, they have this picture that I guess they made for commercials, and they're holding their eyes back, the entire team.
No.
No, they're not.
They're making the Chinese eyes?
They're making, well, I don't know if it's Chinese eyes. It looks like Chinese smiling closed eyes. But
no, they're not.
They're not, though.
That's just not possible.
Is it photoshopped, or is it for real?
No, it's for real. It's all over, like, the news websites.
Because they're grabbing the corners of their eyes and pulling them back?
That's exactly what
they're doing. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, that's no good.
Where were you when the Spanish-Chinese War started?
Wow.
I was listening to Kevin and Bean. Some dude called in on What It Do.
Wow, that's weird. All right.
All right. Well, listen, we'll look into that. We'll talk about that some more tomorrow. And also, I can't wait to share with our listeners tomorrow how badly the Chinese cheat. It's unbelievable the lengths that they're going to. Before we get to what's on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show, I want to thank our special guest, Bob Saget, for stopping by. He, of course, is the star and the victim of the Comedy Central Roast of Bob Saget, airs this Sunday night at 10 o'clock on, you guessed it, Comedy Central.
Tomorrow morning, Bean has that hard-hitting report from China. Very excited about that. People who walked out or ran out on a date.
Mike.
Cowards.
I suspect that's not the first and only time Mike's ever left a woman, by the way.
Of course.
In the middle of a date.
Yeah, literally ran from her. Also tomorrow morning, we have a K-Rock listener who is starting a website to get Psycho Mike kicked off the air. And we want to support him in every way we can.
I'll sign that petition.
And we announced earlier this morning that we are doing a brand new breakfast. It is our breakfast with Weezer. You can wake up with Weezer, and we will give you some more tickets for that coming up tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
The new song from Coldplay is called Lost, Metallica, Weezer, Toadies, The Offspring, so much more. It's all part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock with our friend Kat Corbett coming up next right here at K-Rock.
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV.
We don't have time, Rodney. I'm sorry. That's a great story. We'll have to get back to you.
All right.
Beijing Olympics, Beijing Olympics, Beijing. Track and field, gymnastics, swimming, things are going to happen. There should be more hot chicks competing. Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympic Games, behind the tree. I wish that people could see the lamest Olympic sport is archery. And it's Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window, please.
Beijing Olympics, archery, badminton, and handball? These aren't sports. What the f***? And who's this Michael Phelps douchebag? And how come we can't get hotter chicks to compete? They're all monsters. Does anybody even know what network they're showing it on? They should have promoted it more. But seriously, we need hotter chicks competing.
Beijing Olympic Games, outside my window. Beijing Olympics.